Blog Talk Radio.
I used to like to walk the straight and narrow line. I used to think that everything was fine. Sometimes I'd sit and gaze for days through ceaseless streams, all alone and trapped in time. All alone and trapped in time. I wonder what tomorrow has in mind for me, or am I even in its mind at all? Perhaps I'll get a chance to look ahead and see, soon as I find myself a crystal ball. Soon as I find myself a crystal ball. Well, tell me where I'm going. I don't know where I've been. Tell me, won't you tell me and then tell me again? My heart is breaking, my body's aching, and I don't know where to go. So tell me, won't you tell me?
Just gotta know.
This is Psychic X Journeyman here on Psychic X Journeyman Talk Radio. How you guys all doing today? We're back. We took a long break. We had to take a long break because we just got really, I don't know, it's just one of those things. Sometimes just need to take a vacation and get away from things for a while. So, but we're back. We're going to be changing the format of the show. We're all going to be on twice a week, Fridays and Saturdays, doing nothing but readings and that kind of thing. And every once in a while, we might have a show during the week. But it's one of those things right now. I've got some things going on where we're trying to move back to Colorado. And now we're putting all the plans into action. So therefore, they take a little bit more time than usual. So we're coming back to 2 days a week. We're also going to have a show on tonight at midnight. So join us for that too as well. And right now, we were going to have 3 hours of angel card readings, but now we're just going to have two. Which will, you know, if things get really busy, we can still stay on long after the show's over with. So if you call in and you think you're not going to get in there, we'll definitely make sure we get to every one of you. So join us today for angel readings. And this chat about whatever, if you got some things you want to talk about or bring to the format or some questions that you have about previous shows or some things that are going on as right now with the situation, please do so. It'd be great. Anyway, let's see here. We got the donations going on because we're trying to really pull things together and move it all to Colorado and pick up from there and change things around. So this kid would just go. I'm going to try this. I have no idea. Anyway, you want to give a call here? Give us a call at 646-721-9031. Well, this thing could really drive you up the walls. Let's see here. Also, if anybody in the chat room would like to ask a question, please do so. I'll be checking periodically when the situation is going on kind of thing. But if anybody wants to call in, get a couple questions answered. And on this show, we really don't like taking and scooting people down, okay? So if you got some questions you want to ask, just call in and just talk. Just do the situation. Because right now, with the switchboard is wide open. All the lines are open. So give us a call here at 646-721-9031. Also, you saw in the chat room, we have a thing in there. One more person with a Harley Davidson. They're lucky I don't have a freaking shotgun right now. Because I'm getting really sick of them. Up to here. It's really a freaking pain in the butt. If you want to give me a call for a private reading, give me a call at 740-601-9835 or 740-601-1057. Or go to my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And happy birthday song. Does that mean you want a happy birthday song? Happy birthday? I'm going to do like a rap. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. So let's see here. So everybody start calling in right now. Having a little bit of technical difficulties here, guys. So I'm just sitting here waiting for someone to give me a buzz. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes the connections can really drive you up the walls. Trust me. Trying to get this thing to actually work. I'm trying to figure why it won't. Well, maybe we should sit here and think about the subjects and the situations we've been talking about here for the last, last time I was on the show, we were talking about trying to do some things with Atlantis, and I was trying to go over some subjects that have to do with the ideal of Atlantis, and everybody's got this theory about Atlantis and where they want to go and that kind of stuff, and it can really drive you crazy. Oh, we have a caller. Let's go to our caller and see what's up with there. Hello, area code 407. How are you tonight? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Donnie. How are you?
I'm doing good. You
good,
sound very familiar.
Good.
You sound very familiar.
I've called in a few times before. I'm Lori. How are you?
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. I've been dealing with migraines for the last 2 weeks, so my memory.
There's something out there. I've been having those pretty harsh. I don't know if it's lunar action, you know, star action or what, but I've been having the same situation. That's bizarre.
Mm-hmm. 407. Where's 407?
407 is in Florida.
Florida, yes. No, so many area codes in Florida, which is kind of crazy.
Oh, yeah. We don't have to get any.
Yeah, you guys should all invest in force fields for your houses, because you know Florida's gonna be underwater one day, right?
Well, that's what they say, but I assume it's gonna be on the west coast before it hits this side.
That's a good possibility.
Yeah. Just do not lose everything on that side of the country. Sure, by all means.
My visions are like this: California is gonna do like the Hawaiian Islands. It's gonna break up and become islands. So it's gonna be the islands of Cala. And then Florida is going to go, and when the waters are going to rise, and then Florida, you know, everybody knows Florida is like what, 7 feet above sea level, so it wouldn't take very much.
If that, we'll go back to the age of Atlantis, right? Because Atlantis is under Florida and it's under all the way practically close to North Africa, so that's where Atlantis is. Atlantis will be coming back up. Is what my theory is.
So my theory is like this. There was a continent, a huge continent between North America and South Africa. But at the same time, the Atlantis that we all know about was actually in the Mediterranean. But it's like, look at the Roman Empire and all these great civilizations. They had a base where you had the main, like, Rome. But the civilization itself, the empire itself, was huge. So we have a main city that people talk about all the time. But it's because I was saying we had a thing. I read some information about the continent of the lost continent or the lost city. We actually had a show on that. Okay, which is it? Or are we too close-minded to think about in duality? They could be all the above, because everybody's always looking for one thing or the other. Because I've been doing a lot of research and seeing a lot of people said they found Atlantis in Florida, they found Atlantis in Iceland, they found Atlantis near Australia, they found Atlantis near Japan, China, and I was sitting there going, which one's right? And everybody's like, well, I said, well, don't strain yourself too hard, because it might actually be the situation that we're seeing a lot of influences of Atlantis that we never realized before. In order to have a great civilization, influence would probably be as big as well.
Well, all these kind of things are going on geographically speaking, and they're discovering all these new animals that they never knew about before. So, yeah, something's going on. Something's going on or coming up from the ruins or whatever, so be it. But I'm under the belief of dualities. Anything's possible. This is just a human body having, and this is just a human experience. But it goes a lot deeper than that.
Yes. And it's like looking at the situation of just simple things like your body. You know, the body works in twos. Two eyes, two arms, two legs, the toes and finger thing. Just don't get into that. But, you know, but.
Exactly. The right hemisphere, the left hemisphere, and it controls different sides and crisscrosses. And, yeah.
Don't forget about, and also the people, and a lot of people don't realize this, which is kind of weird because of duality also with the sexes, where we have the male, the human body produces both male and female hormones, and they both utilize both on different levels.
Exactly, and as people age, we get less of the dominant hormones that we have, and that's when people they age and get older, and that's why everybody's into all this human growth hormone, because they want to have more of the hormones that they were initially born with, because they start to, you know, fend off. Females have more testosterone as they age, and males have more estrogen as they age. And, dualities.
Yeah. No, I was sitting there, what the heck? Okay.
What?
No. I was sitting there going over the whole thing myself, and I was like, you know, but so the ideal replenishing them is not out of the question.
Right. What is it?
That's a good question. I'm actually working with two computers right now. One I use visuals for, and the other one I use the radio show for. Because I found out that when I was doing the show and everything else, I was running a lot of things at the same time. So I invested in another laptop and started doing things on both of these things to take the pressure off of one. And now it seems like... Hello?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get the visual thing to work because it's supposed to be on. But for some reason, it's not. Okay. The camera should be working. Don't ask me why it's not. So, with the question, you called in. Did you call in to ask the question, or was you just interested in the situation or ask the question?
No, I do. I did have a question. I wanted to get, if you would be so kind as to give me an angel reading about my new living situation. I was lonely and sad, and now I have a blood relative living with me, and we're just going through the rough patch. And just wanted a reading on a general reading, an angel reading, message from the angels, if you have one for me.
Sorry, I got a crap in my hand. Don't ask me why.
Mm-hmm.
This is freaking weird. Oh, there we go. Okay. No, okay, we're going to do angel reading for you. Now, with the situation, what would you like?
Hard ways, or what do you
working? Well, see, right now, we have, what was I going to say? I got a 3-card, a 5-card, and a 7-card spread, if you want.
Oh, okay. 3?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a cycle here. This thing drives me freaking crazy. You ever have problems with these computers? They have a tendency where you got to reboot them like 3 times before they actually start doing what they're supposed to be doing?
Yeah. Yeah, it does happen. Even with the high-powered ones for some reason. Especially with the high-powered ones for some reason.
Yeah, so a friend of mine said I should invest in going like Walmart or Radio Shack and get me a signal booster.
Oh, good idea.
I'm going to shuffle these cards, and I want you to do me a favor. Like the last lady, I told her, I said, when I'm shuffling the cards, tell me when to stop shuffling. Well, she got talking, and she forgot to tell me to stop shuffling, and my fingers were red by the time she said stop.
Okay, stop.
Okay, would you like me to cut this deck or leave it the way it is? Some people have variations in that.
Just go ahead and cut it, please.
Okay, so you're in a situation right now, right?
Mhm.
And this is focusing more on the idea of relationships in general, right?
Right. Yeah.
On how to relate to everybody, because I mean,
yeah.
you were talking about a friend, and you see a potential romantic relationship too.
Yes.
Okay. Because it's talking about the cards that come up the most is the idea of looking at things. And saying, what's the natural part of the whole thing? It's because the 3 cards I got, the first 3 cards were nature, chakra clearing, and moon cycle. So it's the idea of focusing, you know, on manifestation of exactly what you want, but it's also the idea of getting back into the nature of it, which means the nature of living your life. Because a lot of times when we sit here and do these things, we have a tendency to think about it too much. And which cancels out the action. And we got the moon card here. And that's why the moon cycle to me is just a card that says, you know, utilize the energy around you, but also pay attention to the moon. How does that work for you or against you? Because people don't realize the energy in some situations has a tendency to work in different ways for different people. How do you utilize it? I mean, it's like, for example, calcium. You know, if you don't take certain vitamins with calcium, you don't absorb it. So therefore, it's useless. When you realize it, you change the thing for 5 minutes, and then you change the format where you do things, and then you get the absorption, so everything changes, and then you feel the effects. And it's the same thing here with energy, too, as well. So I sit there and look at the situation. So the nature of things is the idea of living your life. It's like that's how we always sit there and talk about following your guidance.
Mm-hmm.
When you follow your guidance, it's the idea of looking and focusing and say, okay, let's get spontaneous about following through with guidance that comes to us. So therefore we can utilize it, but it's also to keep us in the process of living our lives. That's what it's all about. Now you're probably thinking about the chakra clearing in the middle of that whole thing, which is your middle card. It's the idea of clearing the channels because of what you've been through, where you've been. You know, you've changed a lot of things in your life. You looked at a lot of things. You changed a lot of things with yourself. But it seems like, and I've done this to myself, where you got to go back and look sometimes and just make sure you cut everything loose.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we don't realize certain little things that stick with us because, I don't know, they're just under the surface a little bit further than most. So they're talking about just do some chakra clearing, look at the aura, feel any blockages, or if something keeps coming up all the time that you should look at it, and let down your resistance to look at it. Because the thing I get the most is the next two cards on top of that are talking about clairaudient and meditation, which is the idea of what's in meditation. Listen to what's being said to you. And then the process of meditation, people don't realize, meditation, you can also ask your angels questions. And use that. That's the most clearest time to actually get the answers. And plus, if you need some, if you need some clarification on some things that have been coming to you.
Okay.
And then on top of that, your final card on top of that one is creative writing. If you want to focus on the angels that are working with you too, focus on Archangel Metatron, Archangel Hanel. Let me say this again, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hanel. It's H-A-N-I-E-L.
Okay.
And then we got Archangel Zachariel, which is spelled Z-A-D-K-I-E-L.
Okay.
And then the angel that goes with the creative writing card is Archangel Gabriel.
Okay, I figured that. Okay, yeah.
Well, I feel like the Archangel Gabriel is most like he's like talking to you to give you a voice, and a good way to give you a voice at first is to actually write it down.
Okay.
So focusing on clearing out the mind, clearing out all those thoughts and stuff that you've been going through in your head, and it's a good way to actually clarify if you've actually done the clearing part of gotten rid of, you know, because we all sit there and say that we cleared everything out, but in the process of really saying that, when we clear things out like that, if you did that all at one time, that would be a heck of a shock to the system. So it's a gradual thing. It's a process. So it's not a bad thing to go over and do a life review about every 6 months, if not every 3 months. And especially when you're guided to do so, you should take it right then and there. Because I always feel like when guidance comes to you and says, you need to do this. And when you get that guidance and when you get that information at that time, that's the time you should be doing it, not next week.
Yes, I agree.
Yes. With the situation, I mean, when you look at the cards, it says creative writing is a great meditation for helping you realize what and how energy works for you. And then you got creative writing also helps you to hear yourself, so therefore you can get back to the nature of life.
Okay. Yeah. Got it.
Okay. Does that help you?
Yeah, it does. Something I said to you probably about 6 months. 6 months ago when I was talking to you, I told you to take a couple of notebooks and write stuff down so that you can get yourself organized and look at your thoughts on paper. So that got me. Yeah, it makes sense.
So now it's clear. Now it's basically reaffirming itself again, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it is.
That's good. So, hey.
Yep. Full circle. Okay, full circle. It's like life. Always comes back full circle. Of course. Mm. Thank you much.
I'm just saying, if there's anything else you'd like to ask before you go, please feel free to do so.
Oh, everything else is fine. That gets it. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah, please also, I was going to sit here and say to you, just get a chance, give us a call, and let's do a past life reading one time, huh?
Okay, sounds good.
Like I said before, everybody come to me, hey, you know, got a budget. We all got budgets, right?
Right.
So whatever your budget is, let me know, and just work with it, okay?
Okay.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your call, and thank you for the comments and stuff. But, you know, take a look at the thing with Atlantis. And the reason I'm bringing it up, too, is I talked to some guy yesterday, and he really ticked me off. And when I do past life readings, and you call me, and you're expecting to hear something, and you don't hear it, and the problem is people don't open their minds for the information that's coming to you. So therefore, you might be off base. You might be off center. So therefore, the reading itself is trying to help you get back, which I think you've realized that yourself. But, you know, your attachments to Atlantis are very strong. So therefore, I usually suggest people that when I start picking things up like that, is you go look and do some research yourself and see what you pick up, because sometimes it actually stimulates your memory. Yes, and it's kind of crazy, too. We sit there and saw about this on a show that scientists were actually showing that the human brain, in its infancy, it was really small. And since then, the brain has gotten bigger than it used to be, but most of the brain is utilized for memory. Wow. And you're like, okay, well, how come we didn't need memory then, but we need memory now? What's all those things going on? And could it be possibly past lives, memories are stored as we go from one to the other?
Wow. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that is cool.
And everybody's pondering and thinking,
It gives you something to think about, definitely. Yeah. I think
so. So I'm just saying, just check out some Atlantis and that kind of stuff. The reason I tell people to actually call me and schedule a private reading, because sometimes we can actually touch on maybe three or four past lives before we actually get the one that you actually want to work with. And so it takes time. And it's one of those things that need focus and concentration and no distractions. So that's why it's always good to do those kind of things. Because I have a friend of mine who calls me from time to time and says, if I do too much work on the air, then who's going to pay for any readings? I'm sitting there going, you know, it's work. It's like anything else.
Yeah, of course.
We can't be fearful of the things that won't come to us, because then they start not coming to us.
Right.
So I'm just saying, with the situation of doing the free, I can't sit here and say, let's do free readings if I'm going to sit here and shoo people down the line. Okay, you got your two questions, hit the road. You know, I just can't do that. Kind of goes against the work, if you ask me. I mean, if you're gifted to do something, gifted means that you can utilize everything that crosses your path. And if a person seems to you to be a difficult client to deal with, then maybe you're not tapping on the answers they're really looking for, and you need to go deeper into the situation. So it just really pushes you to be better.
Right.
And that's what we want to do here. We want to help people, so therefore we can't help people. If a person goes down the road and she had three questions, and she only got two of them answered, and she still walks to the door scratching her head, pondering, going, okay. They all mean something, and they're all connected together. So, therefore, are the questions would have been grouped together? That's what I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lori, smile.
I will.
So, like I said before, I don't care if anybody comes to me right now and says, hey, I want to get a past life reading. How about $5? Okay, $5 it is.
Well,
you heard it here. Ta-da! So... all I say is one of those things that, you know, come with an open mind and be sincere about what you're actually looking for. And it can be a really good process and a pretty good, it would be a really learning tool to do with. So check it out. So I thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
As always, it's a pleasure having you on the show, okay?
Thank you much. You too. Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. Oh, I'm about ready to scream on this freaking computer, I'm telling you. All right. Let's see here. All right. Area code. I'm thinking here. Area code 386, I think it is.
Yes. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Not doing so good. I'm having some issues. I'm sorry. This is Sheena calling from Florida.
Yeah, you're near Daytona.
Yes, I am. Yeah, you remember me. Good. I'm doing a lot better. I still need to get my finances situated. But I'm having this issue where it's like I feel like I'm about to break down at any moment because my boyfriend that I was dating, we recently moved in with his family, and he has since pushed himself away from me, and I'm not sure if he wants to still be with me, but I'm here with his family. So I'm trying my hardest not to take this situation to the heart and use my head. I'm also, you know, dealing with, you know, now that me, him and I are separated, if he's coming back, if he doesn't, if the family would still want to be involved with me, you know, all kinds of things going through my head. So I need a little advice right now as to why he's pushing himself away, if he is going to get himself together and, you know, move forward with me, because this is a difficult situation for me.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say his name was?
His name is Charlie.
Charlie. So Charlie's pushing himself away.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm just sitting here and shuffling some cards, okay?
Okay.
Focusing. See, the question is about the ideal coming to terms with what's going on with him. Because I feel like, I mean, I think we all can sit there and probably say, well, the reason he's pulling away is because he can't handle, he can't deal with what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost like a catch-22, because I'm sitting here focusing and going, that is so full of it. Because it's like a comfort zone. I'm using this to, I'm going to pull away because I don't want to deal with it.
I'm on the phone, Trayvon. I am on the phone.
She is on the phone, man. Don't you hate that?
Yes.
If they're on the phone, they freak out if you say something in the background. But they all want to talk to you when you're on the phone, huh?
Right. That was his nephew. The family would be real nice about the whole situation. And, you know, they've taken me in like I'm their own. But it's like, you know, he can't just walk away and not ever come back and just leave me here with his family, although they're good people.
Mm-hmm. That is a crazy situation.
Yes, it is. Very. And you can see why I'm trying not to break down, because I'm trying to have faith that he's going to come around and just deal with that. And then there's this big old fear, well, what if he doesn't, you know, and it's, that's the heartbreak.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said before, I feel like the guy is trying to not want to deal with anything. He wants the luxury of walking away. And like you said before, here you are in a situation that he's so preoccupied with his own feelings, he's not taking into consideration about other people. You do see things working out, but they get the impression that you should be focusing on yourself.
Right. You said something about, what did you say what was the first thing you said?
Good question.
You said it will work out.
The cards are saying harmony, abundance, and blessings.
Yeah, for me, yes, but is that for both of us?
Well, see, the one thing they're talking about is focusing on yourself, and everything else will work itself out. Because I put down the first three cards, and there's three cards spread, and then as I put down the other ones, as I put down this other card, it says answered prayers. So it's the idea that you're looking for a solution, but the solution is you need to listen to yourself. Because in the situation of this boyfriend, okay, he's focusing too much on himself, which reflects back to you that you're not focusing enough on yourself. So you see the imbalance?
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is when you start focusing on yourself, then he gets curious about you. So, see, the cards say, answered prayers in truth and integrity. So you have to be true to yourself and integrity for yourself. So, therefore, you're losing lack on the whole thing because of focusing on too much of what he's going to do, but you're really concerned about his feelings, and you're worried about him.
Well, he's not worried about me.
Well, see, the point is, it doesn't matter if he is or he's not. The ideal, if you focus on yourself, and realize that there's some kind of imbalance here, then it has a tendency to balance this out. But you also have to pay attention to the situation of balancing out. Is it in favor of this relationship or not? But if you're not focusing and clearing and working with yourself, you won't know.
Mm-hmm.
If you're being true to yourself, be true to for example, if you have certain morals, and in the process of being with this person, you compromise those morals, that's a sign that this is not the relationship for you, because it doesn't compliment you. It actually works against you, because you're giving too much. You're giving, because some people say, well, you got to give yourself. Yeah, but see, self gives to self. It doesn't give up.
Right.
It gives to. It nurtures the whole thing. So the situation is, when it's not being nurtured, we have a person here who's not doing that. So which reflects back to you that you need to do the same thing for yourself. And even in the process of reflecting back to him, it says he's not doing the same thing either. He's more or less feeding into the pain, and it's more of a past situation than it is what's going on now.
Yes. His mom talked, and she explained to me a lot of things. So I know it's a past issue. But I'm just trying so hard not to take it personal, like, okay, he just walked off and left me here. But I'm in good hands, but he just, again, walked off and left. So I feel, you know, left, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
With that being said, as far as my financial situation, I talk to a lady that does the type of work that I do, and I think she's trying to help me get my finances right and get a job. Do you see that happening for me soon?
Yes, I do. It's like one of those things of following through with opportunities. Opportunities come to you all the time. When opportunities are coming all the time, then you need to follow through with them, because it's a lot of times people don't do that.
Why?
Because the one thing that says here, with your cards, we did a three-card spread for you, which is the first three cards is your foundation. We have the two cards in the middle talking about answer prayers and truth and integrity. And the top card talks about take back your power.
Yes.
So it's talking about use your God-given powers and intentions to manifest blessings in your life. So intention is very important, that you focus on those kind of things. But it's been one of those things back and forth. You consider and look at the situation of being detailed about what you want or not being detailed what you want to. But one thing they talk about the most is the idea of getting exactly what's good for you, what's in your best interest. And sometimes the idea of putting detail on it could work against you, because you're focusing so much on that scenario that you're not really focusing on what's good for you. So when this situation came to you, it's going to play itself out more, where there's more opportunities that go along with it. It's the idea of learning how to utilize all of them, because you're a very talented person.
Thank you. Thanks. I mean, right now I'm being very talented at holding myself up and not breaking apart, because I'm away from my family.
That's a very important thing, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, my gosh, there's a buzzing in my ear. Crazy.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, with the situation, it talks about take back your power. The ideal of answered prayers is your intentions of focusing on harmony in your life. Now, harmony in your life, sometimes we all get this misconception in our minds that it's a certain person. And usually that certain person that we're focusing on has to be a past person, that we're thinking that this has to, you know, there are certain things about that scenario they should have been, but didn't play out the way they were supposed to, which is actually reflecting right now. And then we have a new opportunity that comes in our life, and we have a tendency to take that situation and then use the information that we obtained from that situation to look at what we're going through now, when they probably don't have really much to do with any of them, because the one that's happening right now is the one that's good for you. The one that never panned out like it was supposed to is giving you a sign that that's the way everything ends up exactly where it's supposed to be at, no matter if we like it or not.
Right. Yeah.
So the ideal, the sense of taking back your power is to realize that everything happens for a reason, and accept it. Acceptance is another one, too.
Mm-hmm. Acceptance. I have a hard time accepting change and all that. And things that are out of my control, I have a hard time accepting that.
Well, just think about it. Everything manifested. And when everything manifests, it's the idea of tracing it back and saying, okay, something you said, something you thought, something, you know, something somewhere along the line, something you did, that's now manifesting. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when they sit there and say, look past the illusion, what's going on right now, look past the illusion. What does that mean? It means to realize if you're in a mindset that you wanted things to change, then what's happening right now is because of the way you used to think. Now you've changed that. So you look past illusion and say, okay, this will soon pass. Now that's what, so I guess we have a thing from the Bible. Now we know what that means. You know, everything passes. It's just the idea we have to, it actually happens quicker when we start looking past the illusion and realizing everything's happening just exactly the way it was supposed to. And as long as we keep moving forward, then the solution is going to happen a whole lot quicker. It's just, yeah, like you said before, to accept it and realize that it's happening for a reason, which is usually in your best interest. So if this certain person is a difficult situation and it's not working out and, you know, the universe plays itself out where he's not a part of your life, it's the idea to realize that the reason that's not happening is because somebody better, there's something better, someone better, and the situation that you're actually looking for is coming to you. So therefore, we're clearing all the obstacles out so therefore you can get there. It's just that you have to sit there and realize it too, and also help with the situation of pushing these things to the side to clear the roads. Therefore, the manifestation that you've been focusing on can happen, which
exactly.
is the ideal. So what is our main goal? It's to be happy.
Right.
Happy, happy, happy. So therefore, if the situation doesn't make you happy and it makes your life more miserable, then I would normally sit there and take that situation and push it to the side in favor of being happy, because that's your God-given ideal of being happy. And doing what you have to do, loving who you love, and actually also getting those things back in return, but in a very spontaneous way where it's something you don't have to work for. The idea, you know, people say you got to work for everything. God only helps those who help themselves. What that means is the idea of utilizing every opportunity that crosses your path. It doesn't mean going out there and digging a hole and digging a ditch, or if you're not a person who's destined to be a ditch digger, then if you are digging a ditch and you're not happy about it, then you need to open up your mind for the happiness that you're seeking and take yourself out of the scenario and say, okay, why am I here? For some reason, you feel like you need to be there. And once you start realizing you don't need to be there, and there's another way of doing it, then you sit there and pick yourself up and move out. But see, some people keep themselves in situations for a very long time because of fear. They're scared of not having money. They're scared of not being loved. And then one day they wake up and realize that they wasn't really getting either one.
Right.
They were just digging a hole. You know, you like that? Don't you like that scenario? Just digging a hole.
Yes. The thing about it is that I look at it as a blessing, too, because his family is being very supportive, and that's something that I haven't had in a long time, a support system. So while I'm thinking of it as a good thing, he's thinking of it as a problem, and that's where the balance was messed up, because I'm like, hey, you know, his mom, because in the past I had problems with in-laws and them liking me and not being, you know, very supportive. And this time around, these people, you know, they're very accepting of me and allowing myself, you know, teaching me to be, you know, I am worthy to be, you know, to be liked and to be loved. But at the same time, you know, he's not around to do that for me. But they're here to compensate for what he's not doing. So, you know, it's a blessing to me. But I just asked, you know,
that's the most confusing part.
No, it's not confusing. I understand it to the fullest. Like, you know, it was all, you know, for the purpose of me just, you know, having a support system and not actually having him to have to be around or whatever. But this is what I asked my angels to, you know, provide me with the financial assistance and the job that I need to move out and get stable.
Work with the angel.
Huh?
Work with the angel of... Hold up. This town's got to be the craziest town I've ever lived in my life. So many noisy people here. It's like, check out... Let's see. The angel of... The angel of unconditional love and freedom. See, the angel of unconditional love and freedom is the angel of, it also symbolizes the tarot card, the Fool, which is actually a journey. And actually, with the situation you're looking at, this would really help you out a lot, because of the situation that you're in right now is a journey. It's the idea of realizing, what am I confused about? In some sense of the word, that I have a guy here who has a very open family, who's very helping and nurturing, but he's not. So it's the idea of looking at the situation, love him unconditionally, which you do, and the freedom part is to realize he is who he is.
Right.
And then we have the angel of illusion and reality. This is the magician. This is the ideal, saying right now you have a lot of things on your table, right? You know, or some people say a lot of things on your plate. But see, one thing about having a lot of things on your plate is that you can actually consume those things one at a time. But in the process, when you've got those things on your plate, it wasn't overwhelming. It wasn't until you got halfway into the meal that you started realizing that, I don't know if I can do this. Okay?
Right.
So it's simply, sometimes we did take on more than we can chew. But the realization is, just leave it alone. Or, in the process of this family you're talking about, they seem to be very giving. So it's the idea of the situation, too, of you have a man here that we're trying to understand. Well, maybe it's not the idea of understanding. Maybe it's just the idea on the other side of understanding, of just understanding him. Because he's, you know, this is the magician, and the illusion here is we're hoping he would be more of like his family, but he's not. So that's the illusion. The reality part is, like I said before, he's not. But he is somebody you fell in love with, and it's the idea of focusing on those qualities. And see if you can actually salvage anything with the situation, because it's getting to the point where you start seeing two people going two different directions because of the lack of communication. And what I mean
right.
by that, I'm not saying that you're not trying to talk to him, but there is definitely a no communication going on here because the guy's not listening. All he wants to hear is what he wants to hear. He says, I want help, but right now it doesn't seem like he's really open up to the possibilities of anything else
that's
outside his comfort zone. Huh?
That is true. He said, yeah, he wants help. That's true. Because I had talked to his mom. I said, it doesn't seem like that's what he wants. And she's like, he does, but I don't think he's ready. And apparently that is the routine for him. So I guess, like you said, you know, I have to be patient and I have to understand. But at the same time, my biggest fear is that he won't come back. Like, he'll just leave me here. Do you see that happening?
Coming back?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know something, in the process of him coming back, you know, it's like, that could drive you crazy, the idea of him coming back. Yes, I definitely feel like he's going to come back. I just feel like, for some reason, he might come back a little bit different. Which is actually good. It's just the idea of opening your mind up to the possibilities of what you've been hoping for. Okay?
He's going to come back different in what way?
I get the impression of you more open and more expressive, which is a good thing because he has a lot of things that he needs to start expressing to you in the first place. So I feel like, in some sense of the word, he has the same kind of emotions and feelings as you do. He just needs to learn how to express them as much as you do. Because sometimes
right.
you feel like sometimes you're a little bit overbearing. Because you express too much. I don't think there's really any such thing as expressing yourself too much. The only time we really think about those things is when we're not getting it back.
Right, that's true.
And also you should focus on the angel of abundance.
Okay.
I always tell people the tarot cards because it gives you something to focus on. If you start seeing, like you say you get some more readings and someone does a tarot card reading for you and you start seeing these cards pop up, it's usually an indication that you need to work with these angels one-on-one.
Yeah, I've been finding pennies everywhere, but I'm like, when is the job coming? Like, I wanted to come tomorrow. I transferred my daughter's daycare so she can start Monday in, you know, this new city. And, I just want to start work, like, immediately. So I've been trying to manifest that. But I've been finding pennies in some of the weirdest spots in the bathroom. One time I found the other day a penny in a water bottle. It was halfway full, the water bottle, and the penny was at the bottom of it. Like, I don't know, maybe one of the kids dropped the penny in there, but I found it. So, you know, I don't know. I know it symbolizes something supernatural, but I don't know exactly what. But pennies everywhere. Pennies, dimes. Pennies and dimes.
Money's coming. The pennies represent the idea of attraction. It's more of a... I had a friend of mine do this. You might want to try it. To take the same pennies that you keep finding and take them, like, on the front of the house, like if you have a welcome mat or a rug or something, you put your something there. What she did was she took seven pennies, heads up, and put them underneath the welcome mat. And she said in about a week, all these things happened, prosperity, opportunities, and all kinds of stuff. So she said it was like, yeah, she was talking about money coming. And then I think she was a person working for herself, so the idea of money coming and that kind of stuff. But she said money came out of it, came out of weird ways. You know, just when she at least expected it to be money, you know, here and there and that kind of thing. But she said if you had like a back door and a front door, to do both doors.
Wow, okay. That is a great idea because there is a welcome mat here. My question too is one of my concerns too is I know that he may come back or whatever, but with all of this going on, his family has been so supportive, but that's still, you know, his family. And, you know, you don't see them, you know, wanting to get rid of me because, you know, of everything that's going on, because some, you know, people, they side with their family, and if he says, well, I don't want her anymore or something like that, then, you know, then they're like, okay, well, what are we going to do?
Oh, yeah.
So,
and there's another one you should be focusing on, too, because I really think that you're kind of come to terms with the ideal spiritual strength and will, the angel of strength, spiritual strength and will. But they're also the angel of death and rebirth. Because right now you're in the transition of actually letting things go in favor of new things coming in. So therefore it's the idea of focusing on that. But it's also, this might sound crazy, but you know that passage in the Bible where Jesus' life, where he basically is born, he has his life, he does what he feels like, he does his walk, I guess you'd call it. And then somewhere along the line, it was like manifestation. You can see that the ideal manifestation in that life, because, you know, the ideal coming to a point and giving up things and showing everybody else at the same time to let go and see the death of Jesus on the cross is something people talk about our own cross to bear, is the ideal of letting go of the past. And for some reason, if you really look at the situation the way life is, or the way life is going right now, people have a really hard time letting that go. Not realizing that until you come to that point and let that go, what comes afterwards cannot.
Right.
It's like, so we look at the situation, the reason Jesus went through what he did was because, sure, he could have walked away, could have been on the cross, he could have walked down with the whole thing, but see, it's like a manifestation. It's like giving up 5 minutes before the miracle happens.
Right.
You don't want to do that. So therefore, go ahead and bear what you got to do. But see, you've already come to that point. Now it's the ideal that you're on the other side of the whole thing and completely let go of everything. I'm just saying that thing came to me about the passage of looking at that and see what you can come up with it on your own, because it's an individual basis on all these things. You know, people try to use the Bible as a masses of getting to everybody. And we see that, in some sense of the word, that actually works against some people because everybody starts believing in the same thing. Everybody comes to their own.
I understand completely what you're saying, just to let it go and let God handle it or let the angels handle it. But again, the question that I was concerned about was, you know, the family still being supportive. Like, I know I have the support from my angels and, you know, loved ones that's passed over.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt that... he was a little bit, like, might have been a little bit jealous of the way they, you know, treated me or took me in. So, you know, he may, you know, I don't know if he would try to turn them against me or what. That's something to think about, because that's what I was thinking about, too. Like... He didn't expect them to like me because his past girlfriends, they didn't too much like
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I'm just saying with the situation, the one that came to me the most was the angel of patience and acceptance.
Okay.
Because that's very important too. I think that's one thing you started talking about before. So, you know, I'm looking at the situation, I'm having trouble actually accepting things when they don't come, when they actually don't go my way. Well,
right.
What the idea of working with angels, with the angel of patience and acceptance, is to realize that everything is happening for your best interest.
Right. Okay, I'm just trying to soak all that in. All right.
No problem. I'm just saying, well, there's some angels to deal with right now, the situation, so take those and take that. I'm just saying, sometimes it might take into consideration of actually going to the library. Maybe you can find a book on those angels. There is a good book by Angel. There's a really good book about on that subject by a lady named Doreen Virtue. There's a book out there called Archangels and Ascended Masters. And how to work with entities and divinities. So you might want to check out and see if you can get that. And actually, right now, I actually got a couple of those books on Amazon.com for like, I got this last book I got for like 45 cents.
Wow.
And this lady goes, well, it costs you $3.99 for shipping and handling. I'm like, you go to the bookstore, it's going to cost you $14 completely. I could actually pay $5. $5 seems like a really good deal for me. Sometimes we got to watch ourselves and not making excuses why we can't do something. And sometimes those little situations are just little glimpses of manifestations that we can do, but on a grander scale.
Wow. That's a great way of putting it.
Yeah, you should take it in stride, too. Because, I mean, I tell people all the time, in the midst of doing readings for people, messages come to me just like they do you. And sometimes it's just the idea of clarifying it for you and going, wow, that was pretty cool. And actually utilizing it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we have to look at both sides of the whole story. Like, for example, I tell people sometimes I have a tendency to just say prayers and stuff myself. And like this one here I had, which was kind of a good one, where it's just basically asking for help and clearance in the process of doing a show like this or doing readings in general. Because I cannot find it. Freaking. Sometimes when I want to find these things real quickly, they just don't pop out as quick as possible. Which I know everything happens for a reason, but here it is. Well, that's the one. I actually have two variations. Like this one here is Dear Angels, Archangels, or you can say like most people do, they get kind of crazy because they got to use God first, which is no problem. Whatever you feel more comfortable with. Where you say, Dear God, Archangels, Angels, please help me clearly hear, see, think, and feel true divine guidance. Please guide my readings so that they are in the reading. That they are in the light, specific, and accurate, and brings blessings to everyone involved. And I say thank you. And you can take the same prayer and just make it on an individual basis, because that's what I'm doing. This is for me. Okay? But you can do the same thing of asking your angels to help you hear, see, and think, and feel true divine guidance just in your everyday life. So it's like one of those things of not thinking you can utilize these things. It's very, you know, when you sit here and look at the situation, it's amazing how simple things come to you after you put it out there and open all those gateways. Because, you know, in the process of dealing with, as some people call it, dealing with humans, you have a tendency to close off yourself to the possibilities because of what you've been taught, you know, the way you've been conditioned and anything like that. But in the process, even people who are brainwashed, there's still another way of doing things and getting away from that whole thing. So if they can do it in the process of somebody actually conditioning them on purpose, you know, sometimes it's kind of harder. Some people think it's harder because we've been conditioned in a progression of being raised by our families and that kind of stuff. But, you know, they only taught us what they knew. So why can't we just turn it around, learn it a different way, and maybe we can help even our parents look at things differently. Now, that's a little bit of struggle in that one, you know, but nothing's impossible. But see, you're dealing with people, all kinds of people, but it's also showing you that you're still there. You're still standing on your own 2 feet, and you're very strong. You're a whole lot stronger than you give yourself credit for. So therefore, once you start realizing that, you know, the incredible person that you are, then you realize nothing's really impossible to you, and everything's unfolding just the way it's supposed to. So therefore, just go slow and stop grabbing at the roots that are hanging off the bank, which is, you know, slowing you down from time to time. I'm not hanging onto the trees, but you're still hanging onto the roots, which is like hanging on things, you know, cords underneath the surface.
Right, okay. Now, is it possible you can do like a 3-card spread for when he comes back around, the situation that it would be when he comes back? I know he said he'll be more open, but I just want to see what the cards would say when he comes back. His, anything that, you know, you can tell me about the process, this whole process of when he does come back, what I need to be, if there's anything I need to be prepared about, or, you know, what I can work on while he's away. Because, well, the first thing is, you know, loving myself and accepting. I got that part. And I'm working on it, you know, like within myself. That's something very hard to do. But if, you know, when he comes back around, what is it, you know, going to be like?
Okay. No problem. I was actually looking for, excuse me. There was actually a meditation prayer in here that was about opening up the possibilities of exactly what's going to happen. It's called the angels, the appearance of other, okay. It's called the appearance of angels and other strange events. And it says, I'm willing to accept unexpected, unusual, and astonishing happenings in my life, for I'm not fearful of that which comes from God by the way of the angels. There is but one presence in this universe, and I am one with that presence. There is but one power, and that power is good, loving, and benevolent. Knowing this, I step out in faith, ready to experience that which has been hidden to the minds closed to extraordinary. I now open myself to the incredible wonders of life, to new adventures that contribute to a greater understanding of the mysteries of the cosmos. I seek to believe the impossible, to witness strange and wonderful events, to behold phenomenal that elude reasonable explanation. I am prepared to hear the inner voices of angels, to see the visible demonstrations of their hidden hands, and to accept their sudden appearances before me in physical form. Angels, I choose to see, hear, feel, and know the multiple realities of other dimensions. Standing in God's love and light, I am ready. Let the experience begin.
Wow, that's beautiful.
God, I feel like going to a commercial. Anyway.
That was beautiful.
Oh, you're thinking. Let's see. Let's see. Oh, I just twisted my ankle, sorry. I need to get a bigger desk. And then we have the angel of angel and relationships, which is basically opening up the whole thing you were talking about before. It says, today I send love to this world, and I call everyone my friend, regardless of who they are or what they've done, for I see only the Spirit of God in every person, including myself. I love the completeness I am, the selfhood of God we all share as our eternal reality. I look within to this magnificent self and I say, I love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. And I love all my neighbors on earth as I love myself, for we are one. I love unconditionally. I give my love freely, and that love returns to me in bountiful measure. I am worthy of love, of being loved, and I accept the love of others. I think of all the people I know by name, and I feel the harmlessness and harmony that exists between us. I look at my family unit, and I see only the expression of love, goodwill, kindness, and respect among all members. I am thankful for my friends, and I see our relationships deepening in love, joy, and mutual understanding. And I know that there is a special someone with overflowing love to share who right at this moment is being attracted to the love that I have to give. Two flames soon uniting as one in a bond of love and ecstasy. Love is everything. Oh, how I love love.
Beautiful. And that's Archangel, what's the name again?
That's actually a group of angels working together. It's called the Love Angels.
Okay.
And if you want to put a title on the whole thing, usually we have the one that was kind of funny when you said that, Archangel Chamel came to me.
With a C or a J?
C.
Okay.
Let me see if I can actually get a clarification of the spelling for you. C A. Romance. Romance is coming. It's a possibility with the person you're talking about, but then again, on the other hand, I'm not too sure about the whole situation because it seems like it's up in the air because of him. But I also feel like that the situation of a person not standing up to the forefront, or as some of us call having the balls to actually have a relationship with somebody, we were always destined to be with somebody. We could always have the person that we're hoping it will be, but then again, it usually ends up being the person that's actually really good for us, and we don't really realize that until we're in it. But to spell Archangel Chamel, it's Chamuel.
Oh, okay. People pronounce it different. I would pronounce it Chamuel.
Okay. I just had a funny feeling you were going to say that, too. So,
yes.
Chamuel. Okay, I like that. Chamuel. So, I really should be getting with other people, but I really feel like that information is going to help you. And like I always tell everybody, if you got any more questions, just give me a call. And I've got people who want to donate to the show and do that kind of thing for readings and stuff. That's fine. And at this time, it doesn't really matter exactly whatever you got to work with. It's fine. But I would definitely sit down and do a past life reading with you, too, because it seems like there's a lot of things coming to the forefront of a lot of things that you're trying to deal with and get away from, and it just seems like it would really help you out to understand where it's coming from. So it might actually make it easier to let go of it, because maybe the reason you can't let go of it because you're thinking it's in this lifetime, and you're looking for a memory somewhere, and you're going, okay. When it could be something that's further back, because I keep getting the possibility of being too back.
Being what now? I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
What part did you want me to? What did you hear? Because I'm trying to reframe.
You said it. I don't even remember.
It's just one of those things of when it comes to, because we're talking about past lives and it kind of stuff like that. I'm just saying, with the situation, it doesn't matter. I just feel like two lifetimes ago is what we're looking at, and that would take some time. That's like it's at least a 60-minute session.
Of letting go. Okay.
So I we got like 4 or 5 people in the queue and stuff, and just would like to, because I feel like that, it's just one of those things. If you have any more questions, just give me a call. I'll be glad to answer them for you. Any kind of clarification or anything like that, just let me know. All right?
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling. I really appreciate it. And you have a great night.
Okay.
And with the situation, your boyfriend coming back, I just, like I said before, I just feel like he's going to be more emotional, but I feel like in a positive way. But the only thing bad about the whole situation is he has a tendency to get to a point where he's okay and he's comfortable, but he has a tendency he'll pull away again. It's just the idea of trying to work on the whole thing and actually ask yourself what is good for you. Okay?
Right. Okay.
All righty?
All right. Well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great night. Thank you.
You
Happy Memorial Day, too. Isn't it more moral weekend?
I don't know, but I attended a crazy show today on Blog Talk where it was supposed to be the last day, the rapture of Jesus coming, and, you know, and we were poking fun at it, and we kind of did a countdown, and it was supposed to be at 6:30, so it was like this whole big thing that the world was going to end today. I don't know if you heard about it on the news or the internet, but it was crazy today.
You know something, it's one of those situations, it says in the Bible that you will not know when the day. So therefore, someone has figured it. I always sit here figuring, that's what my picture in my mind is, that when someone figures it out, God changes it. So, Or maybe it was just one.
But I was on the show to speak my piece about that whole thing. I said the Bible says that no man will know the day or the hour. And so how could somebody even come up with a prediction like that? So it was a very, you know, just, and this man had collected over 80, well, I think close to $80 million in charity or people donating, people, you know, who thought that they were going to be raptured up, giving all away their life savings, and this man had racked up $80 million worth of money because he had people believing that it was going to be the end of the world, selling their things. I think one woman murdered her kids because she thought that the end of the world was going to be today. So it's
today.
Very,
somebody killed their kids.
Mm-hmm. They murdered their kids. There were people on the news that said they had got their kids out of school because they wanted the kids to be home during this event. It's, you know, it's a pretty big thing today. And yesterday, they had people scared all over and doing, you know, different things, giving away their life savings. They're on eBay selling their things or donating it away. Just all these things. And then, you know, when it didn't happen, this man went into hiding. So it was just crazy.
Who came up with this theory anyway?
A guy by the name of, his last name is Camping. I think it's Henry something Camping. Henry Camping or John, something like that. Something. I know his last name is Camping. If you go on YouTube or whatever and type in videos and type in the end of the world or the end of times or whatever where this man predicted, he'll come up. And it's been crazy all this week. It's been all over the news and over the internet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, not just kind of curious, but... I read that. I seen the billboard, too, and I was like, interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was for the 22nd. I didn't realize it was for the 21st.
Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be for today. I know there's other callers on the line, so I'm going to let you go. I like to listen in, though. But I'll call you and give you an update, too.
Okay, no, yeah, please do that, please. I really appreciate that. All righty?
Okay. Okay, Danny, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, you have a good night. Bye-bye now. Okay, hey, 78, what is that, 786? 785?
Hi, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I have no idea. After hearing these crazy stories of these people doing the craziest things, you know, and...
Absolutely. That was really crazy. Yeah.
I sat there and started thinking about what was she thinking. I mean, if you think about it, at the end of times, and people say we're going to go through all this kind of craziness and stuff. And I think I read one part in there, too, where it says Jesus would reign for 1,000 years, too. So,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're at the end of days, wouldn't that be like 1,000, 10 years from now?
Right.
So, and I know people are starting to talk about the situation that all this craziness is going to happen where this person is going to inflict all this pain, which is supposed to be the Antichrist and that kind of stuff. But some of the things that I've read and done, because I actually read this, there was a great, I was listening to the show on History Channel where they said you can actually take the Proverbs, I think there's like 150 through the whole, or something like that anyway. And they were sitting there taking those things and looking at them as, if you sit and look at them in a certain way, they can actually look like dates of certain things happening.
Wow.
Like in the 1950s, like in 1945, wasn't it, Israel became a country again or something like that, and they said that was one of the signs of the end. The one that I got a problem with is that they said they were going to rebuild the temple.
Hmm.
I think that, to me personally, I think the temple represents the body. It doesn't really represent a temple itself.
Right.
Because right now where they're talking about where this would have to happen, they would have to tear something down in order to rebuild the temple.
Right.
So that to me, I'm not saying it can't be an impossibility, but I'm just saying when I was sitting there looking at when in the Bible Jesus talks about the temple will be raised in 3 days. And if you sit and look at Jesus' life, isn't that what happened with him?
Right.
he died and he raised in 3 days. And also, there's references in the Bible that the body be in the temple.
Right.
So I was like putting two and two together. It made sense to me. But I think a lot of people tend to put too materialistic stuff on the Bible, thinking it means a materialistic thing, when it's actually a spiritual concept.
Right.
Which throws me off. Thou shalt not steal, which means if you're hanging on to some guy because he's got money, then you are wrong. And you're stealing that man's life, because therefore you're giving him something, you're giving him false hope of something that doesn't really exist because of something you want. And so therefore, you're not just stealing time, you're also stealing his money because it's not yours. And in the process of being with somebody for the right reasons, what is yours is mine, what's mine is yours. Not like, don't go into divorce lawyers who say, you know, what's yours is hers, and what's hers is hers. Because that's a crazy misconception, because that they're on the lawyers. What are lawyers? In the truest sense, what are lawyers? Unless you're a lawyer, sir. I'll take it all back. But what are lawyers? Don't you ever want to walk up to a lawyer one day and just pull their hair back just to see if there's horns there? I mean, I didn't mention anybody by name. I'm just saying, I actually did that with my ex-wife one time. I said to her, and she said something really mean. I walked up to her. I walked up to her and pulled her hair back. And she goes, "What are you doing?" I said, "I was just checking for the horn. Sorry." But
that's funny. That's funny.
So, sir, what is your name? I'm sorry.
No problem. My name is James, but everyone calls me JJ.
JJ?
Yes.
The first thing I want to say is dynamite. Okay.
Yeah, everyone does. Everyone does.
It's one of those things. So, do you have a couple of questions for us? Or you want to talk about Atlantis, my favorite subject?
Well, I was just calling in for a general reading. See what the angels have for me. I really appreciate the last caller and a lot of the things that you were saying to her, and even about the past life. And it was just a lot of things that you've been saying tonight just really resonated with me. Looking past the illusion, I'm doing a lot of work on, or I'd like to start doing a lot of work on my ideas about money and prosperity, because I know that those are past life issues. Denying money, to seem spiritual, and those things resonate with me. So I know the things I'm dealing with and I would like to change. So I'm just wondering, you know, whatever the angels have for me, I'm open to it.
Okay. Because I was talking about the angel of abundance. You know what abundance means? It means the accumulation.
Accumulation.
And people are always sitting there going, money. Well, that can be one of the accumulations we want, but it could also be abundance of love, abundance of money, abundance of dirt. So, you know, abundance can be used in many words, but see, it's like an adjective.
Right.
It actually emphasizes on what you're actually really focusing on.
Right.
So if you're just saying, I want abundance, and you're not really focusing and saying, okay, what kind of abundance do you want? Maybe you want abundance of sex, you know.
Okay.
So there's all kinds of things that goes with that situation. What do you want? So sometimes if you're not getting the manifestation that you want, it's usually saying, what does it mean by intentions? What are your intentions? What are you really focusing on? Maybe you haven't made it clear. And the universe is saying, we almost got it, but we're not into charades. Could you give us one more syllable, you know?
Right. That's good.
So, I'm going to do a three-card spread for you, which is basically, when I say three cards, whatever, you know, when I sort of tell people five or seven or three, those are just where we start. But it's actually a three is usually, what is a three? Three is like, we start with three, two, and one. So that's six cards, yeah. We always try to keep it in a positive way, so they're always even numbers. Why was that so hard to say that? I don't know. I'm going to shuffle until you tell me to stop.
Okay, stop.
So have mercy on my fingers. Okay, cool.
You can stop me.
That one lady, I swear, I was in her shuffling. I was like, are you going to tell me when to stop? And she goes, oh, I'm sorry. I said, I've been shuffling for 10 minutes. I don't think I got any more fingerprints left. And so, you know, I'm good to go. So some folk. Oh, I want you to cut. Tell me if you want to cut this deck.
Yes.
Okay. And let's see. Okay, let's put him down and say the first card is talking about, which is kind of funny, you were talking about getting things, some of the conversation you was having where it talks about where you're trying to get things in square and that kind of stuff.
Right.
The first card that came out was balance. It's talking about balance. Next card is priority, which is Archangel Metatron. And then all is well, which is Archangel Jeremel. If you want to... Some of these things, I never heard about these angels either until I started reading about them more many years ago. But for people who don't know, Archangel Jeremiel is actually spelled J-E-R-E-M-I-E-L. This is the ideal. I think it's more like the angel of the archangel of looking at things and noticing that everything happens exactly what it's supposed to. And every time we sit there and focus and we realize that, there's always hidden blessings that we understand. It's not until we get to that relation. So the cards are talking about balance, priority, and all as well. Which in some ways you can look at the situation being pretty much self-explanatory. It's focusing on balance in your life is the ideal focusing within yourself, which is the ideal realizing that some of us have a tendency to really focus on the spirit concept and realizing that it's going to help us, but not realizing that if there's not balance between the physical and the spiritual, which exists on this plane, and then we have a problem. That's imbalance. Because a lot of people are asking that, imbalance. I guess I should just ground myself. Well, grounding's good. But see, grounding is a process of helping you to get that balance in your life. It's a process. It's part of it. But it's not the complete thing. Okay? So... we need to sit there and focus on that. So the first priority is you. And that's what it's saying. Focus on your highest priority. And then the angels will help you because it seems like you're really working on the organization thing and motivation. Correct?
Right.
So Archangel Metatron. Metatron. Now, people don't realize that Archangel Metatron was actually the only... well, one of the two angels that was actually human at one time. In the process of being so spiritual and living their life the way they should have, what I call it more is the ideal of just living your life. And realizing everything does happen for a reason, that Archangel Metatron was actually human, who actually became an archangel because of the kind of life that he led. And then I think the other one is Archangel Sandalphon, who's the archangel of delivering prayers.
Okay.
So... that's your first three cards. Now, when you put up, when we sit there and take the next look, put the other two cards on top of that, then what we have here is the idea of working with yourself more. These are just clarifications, clearing your space, clear the clutter, no matter what that seems. Because the way I look at it is like this. It's like a life review. When we look at life reviews, what we're doing is we're looking for things to either let go of, to balance, or see if we can actually go in a different direction. And when you sit and look at the clear the clutter, it's basically jumping all that and saying, nope, this is something that needs... it's like trash. Do you really go through your trash after you already throw the trash to find what it is?
Right.
No, you just take it to the freaking corner and the dump truck picks it up and takes it. Well, that's what they're saying. And that's the term. Put it to the wayside. So therefore, it can be taken away. And if you want to, try this too, JJ. Try this. This is a great meditation. It's called the bucket meditation. And basically what you do is you focus on the angels coming to you with a smile on their faces, with a big bucket. And when you're having situations that you just want to let go of things, take the bucket. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And then you go through a process where you just kind of denounce those things. And what you're doing is the bucket's there for you to put all this in there. So say that you want to get rid of things, you put them in the bucket. If you want some solutions to problems and situations and stuff, you put them in the bucket. And then... at the end of the meditation, you watch the angels take that bucket away, which is in the process, you focus your mind of them taking it and taking it away. So therefore, what's going to happen is open your mind up to the possibility, whether it be a change or will it not be a change. I mean, if it goes and it never comes back, then it was never meant to be in the first place. But if it comes back in a different light, in a different way, where it actually works, then you open up for the it's another opportunity. If it doesn't present itself, then it's an opportunity. And just taking it away because you need to let go of it. Okay? So, and the next card is Archangel Chamel. I'm trying to remember how the last lady actually pronounced that. Chamuel. Thank you. I don't know where it came from, but I think I might have said something. Chamuel, where it says they're helping you with your soulmate relationship. If you've been through relationships and that kind of stuff, I mean, it just seems like the relationships you really need to get balanced and squared away is the one with yourself. So therefore, all the things you've been focusing on, maybe it is a new romance or something like that, and you understand why these things haven't happened. And then in the process of going through those clearings and balancing out, then you start noticing that an opportunity will come to you. And not just the romantic ones, but the other relationships seem to also work too as well. They all seem to fall into place. You always know. It's like this. You'll know when you're at that point when you meet people, you know exactly how to respond to each and every one of them. Okay?
That's great.
And then your final card is called Crystal Clear Intentions. So, you know, this is Archangel Michael. And the other one we were talking about too, where it says talk, clear your space, that's Archangel Jophiel. Okay?
Okay.
I forgot to tell you that. I just want to actually get all the angels in there. Then we got Archangel Metatron, and then the other one I think is before it's Jeremiel, and then we have Archangel and the Archangel Chamuel is the one of love. Some people call him the love angel. And what I usually see is that there's a card in my deck. It's got an angel. It talks about the moon cycles, but it's also got three pink doves around it. Now, when I see that card, that's more of the idea of focusing on manifestations, but it's also focusing on how you want your love. You know, most of us, I would love to have that kind of life. If you keep focusing on that kind of frame of mind, of living exactly what is going on every time, everything that you do, and then therefore the things that you really do love will actually always be a part of your life.
Right.
Whatever it may be. So when you look at the situation, and they're talking about spiritual soulmate relationships, don't we also have to have a good relationship with ourselves in the same format of knowing ourselves before we can actually know who we're supposed to be with?
Right.
So the crystal clear card is the Archangel Michael. Now, it's saying be very clear about what you want, but don't realize. It says the realization and the idea of being crystal clear intentions is the idea of realizing that maybe some of the things that you're focusing on to go, and the idea of doing review now, you're realizing they're just not that important anymore.
Right.
And then asking yourself what is really more important. So it says be clear about what you desire and focus upon it without. Maybe I got a blockage of my own. But it's actually focusing on with unwavering faith, which is the idea of focusing right this moment and saying, okay, this is what's going to happen. And I have no intentions. Because I was sitting there telling my friend this. I said, you think it's crazy, don't you? I said, you're one of those people who walks in, you go, I only got 10 bucks on my credit card. And you stick with that vision, don't you? So when you go in there and you go over, what happens? You get declines. You have to take one of those things off the counter that you can't buy. And they go, well, that's the way it is. And I said, no, it's not. And let me tell you why. Because I walk in the store every time. I sit there going, I'm going to go and buy this stuff. And I'm going to walk out with stuff with no problems. And when I walk the freaking machine and I know I'm going to be $6 over, I still have a vision in my mind that says, I'm walking out here with this because I deserve this. And guess what? I walk out every time.
Good.
And yesterday I did that. I actually went $6 over, and I was like, what do you want? I want this. Boom. And the king came up and goes, accepted. And I walked out the freaking door. I go, it's so cool when that happens. But see, that's the anticipation and knowing things are going to go your way. I mean, look at people who things don't go their way. Listen to them. What do they say? My life sucks. This ain't going to happen. What happens if I don't have enough money? And next, what happens? All of those things manifested in reality.
Right.
So what I'm trying to do is look at the situation and go, okay, what's best for you? Is it best for you to walk in that store and go out there? Now, there have been days when I've walked in the store and I got all this stuff and I had these Hostess cupcakes. And that day I got declined. You know why? because I was supposed to take those cupcakes off there because it wasn't in my best interest. It might sound a crazy thing for you, but it's amazing when you start looking at the implications of how these things affect you, and especially with the kind of work that I do, of having a clear vessel, I guess you'd say, where message has to be clear to me. And we don't realize how certain foods do affect us, where they actually block out that kind of stuff. So, I mean, look at people who are obese. I mean, then it would help you understand that obesity could also be an addiction in itself, which we know it is. So, therefore, it has a tendency to drown out the voices. Some people like to drown those voices out. But there's some of us who don't, who are just not realizing what we're doing to ourselves. And when you start clearing all those things out, start realizing why things do happen, then you realize when you walk in the store and you got declined, maybe it was because of the food that you were trying to get that day. Was it in your best interest? But the day that you went in there and you got everything that was healthy, why did you get approved for that day when you know for a fact you were $6 over?
Right.
So it's the idea of looking at things for what they are. So be crystal clear about what you want, because you'll get it. Because when I sit here and say be crystal clear, like I said before, if you have any kind of doubt, it's gonna defeat that purpose. And that's what you want. So that's what I'm saying with your situation. It's so simple that sometimes people look at me and go, well, I just want some clear answers. So that the stuff you just told me is not giving me the answer. Yesterday I had some guy up on because I tried to do a past life reading for him and he didn't want to hear it. Because he was expecting to hear he was a famous dude. And
right.
Well, he wasn't a famous dude. But he wasn't really he wasn't ready to hear that. So what is his biggest problem there? Is that he didn't accept it for what it was. So therefore, the information that was coming to him that he really needed, he didn't get because he wasn't willing to listen. So I guarantee if you look at that guy's life, that probably reflects throughout his whole life.
Right.
Of why he's where he's at right now. So when you start understanding those things and start looking at things, right now I used to have shows on 6 days a week. Now I'm only going to do 2 days. And the reason is there's other things that are coming to the forefront that are more important on the process of manifesting that they take a little bit more time and focus. So therefore, we have to scale back. But also realize one thing in your life, too. When you start focusing on things because you think you need them and you can't live without them, don't be surprised if you have a hard time attaining them, because what they're showing you is that you don't need anything. Those are all things that you want and desire. But the idea of putting things in a need situation, ask yourself, why is it such a need? Or is it just an ego self? That's an imbalance that your ego has taken over at that moment, which is overshadowing the spirit. Now, what you need to do is make decisions. How would you put this? Decisions through spirit, and let the ego motivate, so they work together.
That's right. That's true. Very good. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Did it help you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, yeah.
So
because what I feel is it's important to be present. And the junk in my mind is always the future and the past and trying to control circumstances and situations. And, you know, I'm an Aries, and they say that we're impatient. I like to think that we're just very enthusiastic. And sometimes it gets, you know, a little overwhelming. But I just have to remember to always be in the present, because that's the point of power, and get rid of the fear of tomorrow and the regrets of yesterday, and just be in the moment, be present today, and remember that I'm a gift. And if I'm a gift, everything I need and everything I want will be added to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
God is responsible for me. I'm the gift. God is responsible for me. And God will add those things in my life. I don't have to worry and stress out about it and get bent out of shape about it. That's really good.
Exactly. And I've started telling people, one thing people like to ask the question about is, like, what does it mean by living in the now? It means the only thing that exists at this moment is this moment.
Right.
There is no future. There is no past. It's just this moment. And how you actually relate to this moment pretty much reflects how your future is going to be. So you can either embrace it or you can smack it around.
Right.
But I guarantee you, like the guy right this moment slaps his girlfriend, and then later on he goes to jail. What happened? It was how he reacted to the moment at that moment that actually dictated his outcome or where he ended up at. And if he would just realize that and take responsibility for that, it probably wouldn't happen anymore. But see, all of us are so dead on saying it's my mom's fault or it's somebody's fault. Until we take that accountability of 100% for our own actions, nothing's going to really change in our life. We're just going to keep redoing the same pattern over and over again. God, this gives me shivers. I should write books about this. But trying to. I just need someone. My biggest problem is, you know what it is? It's me. I don't like writing, but I like. But I love this. I love the writing. I mean, I love the process of putting books together, that kind of stuff. If I could just get somebody to actually dictate it for me, I would do that. But then my angels came to me the other day and said, whose responsibility is it to get this information out there? I said, I know the answer to that, but I got to sit down and stand in front of this computer and type this myself, don't I? And she goes, yes, you do. So it's one of those things, get the point of saying. But she tells me that if you want to really look at your finances and do exactly what you want to do with your life, then just take that one little thing that you don't like doing and make it an asset of what you are. So therefore, I just makes sense, doesn't it? You put a book out, and maybe you don't like typing, but that typing or that process is actually going to benefit you in the long run of getting the information that you really want to give to people and that you really want to help and change the outlook on everything. Because, I mean, this is the book I'm trying to write called Love Will Change You. So let it.
Right.
Using the law of attraction to attract true love. But it's the idea of attraction. It's like more or less going on what does... Because a lot of us, I think, forget what the word attraction means. Because everybody says, well, I'm searching for love. Well, therefore, you're not using attraction in your favor, are you? And they go, what do you mean by that? I wear the right cologne. Well, you got the attraction part on that part going on, but you're still pursuing it. And what happens when you push on something? It gets further away. So stand still, and it comes to you. So trying to get these concepts out there and that kind of stuff, and it's just the idea. I think it's a scary thing when you sit down and write a book on how it's going to be, if it will be perceived the way you're putting it out there. So,
right.
So with your situation, I think it's very important for you too as well to just go and do what you got to do. Don't care about the perception of the whole thing because everybody's going to perceive whatever you do the way they're going to perceive it. So there's nothing you can do about it except for you be who you are.
True. That is very true. Thank you very, very much.
Oh, you're welcome, and you have a nice night. And like I said, I tell people all the time, you really want to get a really good look into the past life regressions or past life readings. You know, I always tell people, give me a call, whatever your budget is, I guarantee you that I can work with it because I got other things going on right now where I can do this free here and also give people choices on how they can get that whole thing because I think the most important thing is getting the information to those people and not to sort of look at somebody and say, well, since you don't have $25, you know, forget you. I think it's one of those things of meeting each other halfway. Let's see what we can actually do. So therefore, it can be beneficial for both, don't you think?
Right. Absolutely.
So I just feel like you got four lifetimes you need to look at, and that's just going to take some time. So I just tell everybody, whatever your budget is, I don't think it's $5 right now. You know, just zip it out there, whatever it is. So I got PayPal. PayPal is the most easiest thing for people to do. If not, we can work something. We can just mail it to me or something. No big deal. It's just one of those things. It will never happen unless you take those steps to get there, because I guarantee you, if you come to me and ask me, I've never turned anybody away. So I just think it's very important. So just hear it. I want to hear from you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You will. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
I can't believe we only got 18 minutes left in the show. But I can tell everybody else, if you're in the queue, I will see you. Even if I got to 45 minutes, an hour over the show, so don't worry about it. Just all I ask for everybody to do is just be patient because sometimes my readings, it's one of those things. I don't see how people can do that. I don't think people can come on a show and say two questions and then give the information and say, I'm done with you, go on. You know, because sometimes with the situation, the way the information comes to me, it keeps to keep flowing. So I have to keep giving it. And yes, I would love to come. I'd love everybody to come for me to get a private reading. Of course, I would. But sometimes with a situation, I don't like to cut that flow off just at the moment. So it's very important for me to get that information to you. Area code 99. Okay, let me take a deep breath. 954. How are you?
Hi.
Welcome to the show. What's up?
Hi, it's Mary. Thanks for taking my call. I've been enjoying the show very much. Wanted to see what you see going on as far as my finances and if you see any love interest coming in.
Okay, say it one more time. I'm going to shuffle the cards too, so I want you to say it one more time so I can actually get it all the energy and everything going on. Can you do that for me?
Ask my questions again.
Yes, please.
Okay. Wanted to see about my financial situation. I just see that working out. And if there are any love interests.
And if there's anybody else?
Pardon?
Are you talking about a relationship?
Yeah, if there's someone coming in.
Okay. So are you going to let attraction work for you this time?
I thought I did before, but maybe not. I don't know.
Well, sometimes when we look at the situation of attraction, sometimes we have a tendency to let the attraction bring it in, but then we think we have to kick in and do some work. When it's just the idea of going with the flow, any kind of sense of the word, anything could be a fragment, because that's what you got. So it's just the idea that it's not a bad thing or a good thing. It's just the idea in the process of someone coming in your life this time to sit there and take and, you know, try as hard as you can just to live it. Because see, the first time you stop and ask a question, you're questioning what's going on.
Okay.
See, that right there is a little bit of control. Some people think that, well, you got to do that, don't you? That's the way you've been conditioned. But look at the relationships out there that are really good, and they don't question nothing. They basically compliment each other, and they realize that, so therefore they go with the flow. They trust what's going on. And even with situations when they don't go the way they want to, they still trust it to realize it's happening for a reason, and maybe that person's destined for somebody else, and so are you. So therefore, in the process, you let it go and go with the flow to where you're going to end up at.
Okay. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
If we could just leave the emotion out, right?
Well, see, the ideal is realizing that the emotions are there for expression, not for making decisions.
Yeah.
Because I've heard people say, well, I love him. Whoop-dee-doo. How's he feel about you? I didn't mean to make that rhyme, but I'm just...
That's the problem, right?
Yeah, because if you're in a situation that you love somebody, when you start thinking, I'm going to love this person until they love me, that's an egotistic thing.
Uh-huh.
Because you're not focusing on their love itself. You're focusing on what you really want, which is not to give up.
Uh-huh.
When you should sit there and give up and say, okay, this guy's not loving me like I want to, so therefore, when I look at my list, he's not giving me what I want. And there's nothing wrong with saying that, because that's what we're all doing. In the process of being with a relationship where both people work together, is the realizing if it's not working, then he's not working with you, he's working against you. We've all heard that before. Mm-hmm. If you're not part of the solution, then you're part of the problem. It's just that some of us can't get to that point to realize what that means. That the person we're looking at who's giving us all these problems could be just simply that. There shouldn't be any. And people say, well, you know, relationships, you should fight and you should argue. So when? This is another conditioning that we've gone through where people think that's the normal thing. Now, disagreements and not agreeing on everything, of course. But arguing and fighting, no. And a lot of people come to the format with somebody new, with those old outlooks. So the idea of looking at the situation and go, okay, you're going to let the attraction work for you? Are you sitting there judging it because of where you've been? Ooh, look at John. He's a great guy. But, you know, this one guy just screwed me over and stuff. Would John do that to me? Right at that moment, you just disrespected John because John never disrespected you, but you're thinking he might.
Mm-hmm.
So you see how that stands? Yeah, you see how that stands in your way of having a good relationship? Because that little stigmatism is going to stick with you for a while.
Like, look at everything with fresh eyes, right?
Exactly. So the thing is not the emotions, so we could actually change our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Like at one movie, there was that one movie where they actually would take people's relationships and then they would go through a process to erase it so it wouldn't exist anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you sit and watch the freaking movie, what you found out was that in the movie, he had been with the same girl five times. what they're showing you is, in the process of loving somebody unconditionally, sometimes we have a tendency to look at little small things that don't really matter to much, but then again, they are really important. Because in that situation, see, what he was doing with her is that there were certain things that he wasn't comfortable with, but if he would have faced those uncomfortabilities, then he would have realized that she was just who she was, and the reason she drove him nuts, it wasn't her driving him nuts, it's because he hadn't looked at his own issues. That's what was driving him crazy.
Yeah.
So then he got to the point of realizing that, and he realized the person that he was always supposed to be with, he had been with for 4 or 5 times. He just had to look at it. Like we've had, for example, people on this show that people were complaining about because they come in and they ask the same question every freaking time. Now, what we need to do is look at the situation. Like we said before, everything happens for a reason. So we need to take a step back and ask ourselves why it's happening. Why is it continuously coming to us? Now, we can sit here and put it on a massive scale and say, well, they're going to everybody. Well, that's because they're not getting the answers. So they're asking the question, but I think sometimes we need to go beneath the surface to find out what the real answer is. Maybe it's just not as simple, am I going to have a girlfriend or boyfriend? Yes, and they're still asking the same question. There's still something with them, they feel uncomfortable. And I think as psychics and mediums and people who do this kind of work, I think we owe it to them and respect for ourselves what we do to go deeper into that person. To find out what the real issue is. I mean, the person's looking for help. Maybe it's just the ideal. What is the first step? I think in some sense of the word with yours, it's not the ideal yes or no if someone's coming in. There is some questions about what step to take. What direction should I go? I can't proceed like I've done before because that doesn't work. But there's like a little space in there where you just don't have the information. Would you agree?
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you see, we can sit there and complain about those people, but they're coming to us for a reason. So therefore, we're not really respecting our own kind of work when we say everything happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to sit there and look at the situation, and maybe that person's coming to us because we don't believe what we're actually saying. So they're coming to us because they don't believe. And they're going to get another reconfirming on the whole thing. And this time, maybe there's a little more information comes with them to make them feel more comfortable with that decision. So that's what I'm saying here. Mm-hmm. So I sit there and looked at the cards, and miracles are coming for you. I actually got the impression of new love, too, as well.
Hmm.
Three cards. Now, see, but you also have to realize one thing right now. Patience is really important right now. Patience will actually restore the harmony that you've been looking for in your life, too, as well. But the first card that came out was Archangel Raguel, which everything is how it needs to be right now.
Okay.
Look past the illusion and see the underlying order and realize it's the ideal. Everything's happened for a reason. And when you tell people the patience is going to happen when you start realizing those things, that's when things start falling into place even quicker because, see, you're letting down the resistance. When you let down the resistance, there's nothing to keep it from you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's the important thing about resistance. People don't understand. I'm not resisting anything. Well, that there was just a little bit of resistance because you're not listening to me saying you need to let down the resistance. You're still hanging on to that and saying, no, I don't have any resistance. Not realizing every time you say or speak anything, you're actually confirming that there is a resistance.
Okay.
So just start. So we sit there and say, what? Listen to yourself. What do you hear? Resistance. So the patience happens because when you lay down the resistance, the reason it says focus on patience is once you do that, then everything starts falling into place even quicker. And you've heard this before. I've got so many clients, I don't know what to do. My life is chaotic. Everything's freaking out. Oh, man. You know, sitting going, hold on, I thought you wanted more prosperity. I thought you wanted more clients. I thought you wanted more money. And now you're complaining about that too. That's the patience part of realizing that you need to have patience when the manifestations start happening because you might fall into another category that you've been conditioned to do to also complain about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the process of complaining about it, you cut the source off.
The patience for the right person to show
right.
up.
So, but you know, once you lay down the resistance of whoever that could be, that's very important, too, because in the process of laying down the resistance to let the universe bring to you who's good for you.
Because
I found this out when I had a shop in Colorado, which I've talked about before. But the second one I was kind of resistant on because it was really small. You know, it was one of those things you kind of question it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't until I made a decision and said, you know something, you know, it's going to be all mine. My angels also came to me and said, why do you need a big shop? You want to have a partner, you want to do this, but what's the real thing you really want to do? And that's what you need to do. You need to take a couple steps back and look at the thing and go, what do you want to do? And I just want to do readings. And then I go, then why do you need a big shop? Why do you need a partner? You already was in a situation with a partner. How'd that work? You didn't like it, did you? You want to be controlled. And not really control the whole thing, but you want to be the one person that dictates where that's going to go. So if there's a person who walks in your shop who only wants to pay $5, you will be in the position to say, okay. Or if a person wants to walk in your shop who's in a situation who can't afford nothing, but you can help them, it gives you a choice to say, no problem, please sit down. But see, when I was working with this other lady, she was like, stick to the sign. It says $25 for 50 cents and do it, which was kind of funny because I was a partner. And
mm-hmm.
boy, I told her off. But but see, there was an opportunity that came to me before they become a partner with her instead of just being a person working for her. And the reason the opportunity came to me was because when that second opportunity came up, when she tried to push me into a situation that I wasn't comfortable with, I had the position to step back and say, no. See the position? Mm-hmm. So this shop came to me. And it was kind of funny, too, because once I made the decision to put myself in that shop and to let it go where it's going to go, because the angels was coming and saying it was my best interest to be on that whole thing. You know, once I put myself in there, it was amazing after I put myself in there. It just didn't fit the bill for having a shop. It also stimulated my creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe look at other things. It gave me the time to actually look at, like I came up with this thing called compatibility palm readings, which is a relationship compatibility palm reading, because a lot of people used to come to me who were couples, but in some ways they couldn't understand why they were together, because they didn't see the compatibility on the surface. But in the process of coming up with this kind of a different kind of palm reading, I could actually point out to each one of them what they had in common, what the common denominator is, which actually brought them closer. I thought it was kind of cool. Mm-hmm. And this was one of the things where, you know, when you listen to your angels, they just bring you opportunities from other people, but they also give you opportunities to expand on your own talents and your own gifts that you never knew in the first place, because what? You're down there digging a ditch,
mm-hmm.
which you hate it, and you hate your life, so when you go home, you bitch about that too, and then in the process, you forget the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But when you really put yourself in a thing that you really love to do, it seems to give you the time to also focus on the person that you love the most, which is you, which also reflects everybody else. And when I put myself in that shop, we had a nasty-looking sink in the back of that thing. It had no power, had nothing. But my angel was kind of pointing out certain things for me. Like, I used to burn candles all the time. Never had the lights on. Always burn candles. So what's the point of having power? I mean, it was one of those things, you know, anything can be solved. And I had friends of mine say, well, you know, if it ever gets cold or something, you can come over here and plug into my electric source and you'll have heat. So people were constantly helping me, too, which was actually motivating me to keep going. So we'll see, I had the shop itself, I had a lot of support I never knew about before. So all these things are falling in place because I listened and went with the flow. And when I put myself, like I said before, there was a nasty looking sink in there, which was so funny because I turned that sink into a bookshelf. Okay? And it fit perfectly. And then I had all these throws and stuff. And I love unicorns, so I had unicorns everywhere. Lady I used to work for, I used to work at a hotel cleaning rooms. She actually gave me a lamp and two chairs that they were given because they were remodeling their rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got all this stuff just given to me. And one day I was actually walking down to give plasma and walked by this furniture store. It was a very expensive furniture store. And I was like, okay, angels, I know you always guide me places, but I don't see a table in here under $200. So they said, keep going, keep going, keep going. And this lady came to the front, and she goes, hey, we got some tables in the back. You want to take a look at those? So I went to the back, and there was $100 tables in. I'm like, okay, that's still on my budget. And they go, what's your budget? I said, zero. And mm-hmm. So as we're talking, I just happened to glance over in the corner, and there's these tables in the corner. And I said, what's those tables in the corner? And she goes, oh, we're giving those away. We're trying to get rid of those. And so you see, the thing is, when you listen, it might not make no sense to you, because sometimes we're thinking too logically.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is an expensive furniture store, so the idea of them giving something away, we couldn't conceive that. But once we put ourselves in the situation and walk back there and saw it for ourselves, then reality set in. See, boom, it can happen.
Do you see anything in the cards about my finances as well?
Nurture yourself, man.
Huh?
It says nurture yourself.
Oh.
Talks about your inner child, okay? The one thing they were working on, sometimes we don't realize, is in the process of solving imbalances in our lives,
mm-hmm.
also solves our financial situation, because we're focusing. Because every time when we sit there and talk about the idea, I'll sit there and look at this card, and it was called Career Transition Card.
What was it?
It was called the Career Transition Card.
Career Intention?
A career. Career, ouch. Sorry, my elbow hurt. Oh. It's called Career Transition.
Oh, Career Transition. I thought you said Clear Intention. Okay.
Okay, well, you need clear intentions too, but
yeah.
it's a combination of things. But the thing they were focusing on that one is I was wondering how come Archangel, God, what's that? Angel now, I want to call it Chamel, but it's actually, what's his name? Shamuel. Archangel Shamuel. Now, I'm sitting there going, okay, this is a career transition card, but this is the angel of love. Why would the archangel of love be on a career transition card? Because the career transition of getting to a point of realizing that you want to do what you love to do.
Okay.
Solves everything in your life, because it's the ideal pursuit of happiness. It's just not the ideal of relationships, and how we don't realize that they're all variations in our lives. They all work together. Mm-hmm. So when you have a great career, you have a great life, you have a great relationship, great support, everything works along with it. And I feel like the situation we was picking up with your, because I got a life review with you, was Archangel Jermel. I mean, mm-hmm. Jeremel. I'll spell it for you, okay? It's spelled yeah. Jeremiel.
Jeremiel. Jeremiel.
Thank you.
Jeremiel.
So when you sit there and look at that situation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is a card that's taking inventory of your life and resolve to change or heal anything that is imbalanced. So see, it's not simply an answer question. Your finances are going to get better. When I pick up on the whole thing, it mm-hmm. comes to me very clearly. Yes, they are. I keep getting mid-July. I also see a lot of things that are going to start happening. If not immediately, they're going to start coming into your life to actually help you understand. That's going to help. That's going to happen, okay?
What's really going to happen? Is. You broke up a little.
Oh, it's because they keep cutting in. So we only got 55 seconds left in the show.
Oh.
But I just want everybody to realize that we're stopping the readings right there, because they're going to stop streaming. Because still, they'll be taking. So you can go back and see in the archives. And all the people that are still in the queue, stay right where you're at, because we're going to get with you. And we're going to answer all those questions for you. I just want to finish answering the questions for this lovely lady we have right now. I just want to say, I was saying thank you, everybody, for being here. Thanks for everybody in the chat room. I really haven't checked back and forth, because I used to have a co-host. So, in the process of looking at these situations, I just didn't know how to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been bouncing back and forth and trying to take care of the situation. But some people left the room. I really want to check some things out. So, and I, you know, it's like I'm getting better about the chat room, but the chat room has been, sometimes can be really scary.
Oh.
We've had some pretty bad. But the one thing it says here, it says the one card I got for the top card on your three card spread was Archangel mm-hmm. Archangel Ariel. Be courageous and stand up for your beliefs.
Uh-huh.
So it's definitely pointing you in a direction, if you're not already going in that direction of actually starting your own business and starting things on your own, and start realizing the only success that you've had in your life is because of who you are, not anybody else. You know, people say there's a lot of people that help us along the way. Not saying that's not the point. What I'm saying is, when we start looking at our boss as our support,
mm-hmm.
we have lost it. We're giving responsibility to the world to basically dictate if we're going to succeed or not. When it's one of those things of stepping back and go, okay, what are you going to do today? Are you going to let the world dictate your success, or are you going to start dictating your success?
Because,
I sit and tell everybody before, I've done it myself. We ask the questions, and in the process of asking the questions, we're actually doubting ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it's not to say we shouldn't ask questions. I think we should just learn how to formulate the questions in a more productive way that actually works for us in the process of obtaining the answers. You understand what I'm saying?
I
sit here and say, I met a girl the other day, right? So I told my friend, I said, okay, I met a girl. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't ask a question. Yeah, I didn't ask a question if it was going to be good, bad, or whatever. I didn't put any expectations on it at all. I just said, what do you think? And they're like, wow, okay. Didn't mean to put them on the spot, but I'm just saying the idea of being courageous is the idea of, like, I need to nurture our inner child, because that's where we get most of our ideals.
Uh-huh.
We focus on what we really love to do. When you were a kid, you knew exactly what you were going to do with your life. And somewhere along the line, you've lost track of that. So therefore, they're pointing you back to nurture your inner child. But they also say you have a very strong connection with children, too, as well.
That's the truth. I work with children for many years.
Right. So
that's
we sit and look at the situation. Now, everybody call me now, because I was around the point. But
that's really true.
Right. But or you don't have to call me. I'm just saying. With the situation, you're all looking for accuracy. I've actually scared people to death. I've even scared myself, okay?
Yeah, you were right on that.
But what the situation is, that's where you're supposed to be at. But if you're still working for somebody, they still keep pointing it out that you should be working for yourself.
Hmm.
You know, it's like looking to, like this, a vision of seeing you working and having your own, I keep getting clinic, of working with children, of actually being a part of the process from the start to the end, of like working with kids on one-on-one, not really having a huge school, but having a school that actually details the need of the child, which you feel like the children are being neglected.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that true?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just, here's a problem. In the process of solving this problem, it could be beneficial to the children, but also to you too as well, which there's nothing wrong with that. It's the idea of you're giving a service, and you are very good at what you do, so therefore to be compensated for it doesn't surprise me any.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just don't take any chickens.
I'm
just saying that's the one thing. But like I've said before, what I'm saying to you, I keep getting, as people call the miracles of certain things happening in your life in the next 2 months as your finances turn around.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I'm just saying with the situation, when I had the shops, the one thing I learned the most in those situations was it was more of me making the decision to be successful and to do what I wanted to do. It had nothing to do with the money.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, because once I made those choices and decisions to do that, it was so funny how the opportunities just rose that actually fulfilled those dreams happening. Because I sit there and I remember when I got that second shop. The second shop was actually going for, everybody was telling me that the people were paying $300 a month for that place.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you're not going to pay any less than $300, man. She's going to stick. She's going to hold out. She's going to make $300 a month for that place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting there going, you know, I said, something just came over me and said, my angel was going, no, what you need to do is you need to ask for what you want, not to listen to everybody else, because everybody else is wrong. Everybody else went into the situation thinking $300. And if you're going to sit there, and tell somebody, landlord, I'll give you $300 for the space, they're going to take it. So what I did was, my angels asked me what, you know, and this is the thing about listening to guidance. They do ask you questions and say, okay, what do you want?
Mm-hmm.
I want to pay $150 a month. And they say, okay, then ask.
Mm-hmm.
So I called the lady up. I actually went, this was actually attached to a T-shirt shop. So I went to the T-shirt shop and I said, it says for rent, but there's no number. He goes, okay, hold on for me. I'll get the number for you. I never even asked for the number. He just said, I'll get it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So he got the number. I called the lady up and I said, hey. I said, this is my proposal. This is what I like to do. And then she goes, I said, I'm looking at your space and I want to rent it. And she goes, okay, what are you going to do? I said, okay, this is what we're going to do. And I said, I want to pay $150 a month. And I'm going to do this and that stuff. I said, I understand it has no power or nothing like that, but I can get around all that stuff. I just want to utilize the space, and I'm willing to pay $150 for it. And she goes, well, let me talk to my husband. I'll get back with you. Do you know she agreed on everything except for one thing?
Hmm.
She wanted a $50 deposit.
Oh, well, that sounds
bad. And I told my friend of this, too. I was like, at the time it happened, the lady agreed to everything that I asked for, and she wanted an additional $50 deposit on it, right? And what was so funny about it was I didn't have the money at the time. But as soon as she called me back and said, okay, we agree, just give us a $50 deposit, do you know the $200 came out of nowhere?
Wow.
To have that freaking thing fall in my lap. And I was just like, okay, it must have, you know. And the same thing with the first shop I was working with. It had a wild way of doing it. But see, it's like looking at the situation of looking at patterns.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I got the first shop, that was actually of a buildup of almost a year and a half. And what I mean by that is, like in a year and a half, what happened was, a year before that, all that stuff happened, I was actually up in that little town and actually stood in front of that shop and declared, this is where I would like to do my work. And I basically said, if this is what I'm supposed to do with my life, then this is where I'm going to do it. So if it happens that I get this shop, that tells me right there that this is the right direction to go in. Was
mm-hmm.
I thinking about, was I thinking money? No, I was just thinking, this is where I want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So a year later, I got thrown out. I was homeless. I was working for that lady I told you about cleaning hotel rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And the first miracle that happened was I looked at the lady I was working for, and I said, I was messing with this one lady, and I lost where I was living at. And is it possible I could stay in one of your hotel rooms for a couple of days, and you can take out my check? And she's like, no.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no. And people are going, okay, where's the miracle?
Mm-hmm.
What the miracle was, she said, no, but I'll let you stay in one of my cabins for two days. So, see, I didn't get a hotel room. I got a cabin.
Wow.
And I think it was one of those things. Everything was falling into place. So I got the cabin because it was in a secluded area. It was
mm-hmm.
away from the track. So it gave me time to think. And she didn't charge me nothing. And then after that, I said, why did I ask for 2 days? Because I still have 2 days. I remember this because I still, after the 2 days of staying in her cabin, I still needed 2 days before I got paid. So why did I ask for 4 days? And I said, you know, the angels are pointing me in a direction to go in. So I said, okay, we need to let it go. And they're pointing me in the right direction. So I'm pretty sure there's a reason why it happened. So sure enough, 2 days came up. And I didn't say that to the lady I was working for. I just left after work. And one of the things that came up was I started walking. I asked, and the angel said, "Where do you want to go?" I said, "Well, I want to live in Manatee Springs." They said, "Well, walk that way." And I told a friend of mine, I said, "This is kind of funny, too, because that whole strip is nothing but hotels. Why did the angels lead me to the one hotel? Why didn't I just stay in the place where I was at, since I was already in a hotel, living in a nice cabin, right?" But it was like steps. And so I stepped out, went down, I started walking toward Manitou Springs, and there was like 10 or 20 hotels. All of a sudden they said, "Go to this hotel here."
Hmm.
I said, "Okay." So I went to the hotel, told the lady my story. It was kind of funny, too, because the angel said, "Tell this woman everything."
Hmm.
"Well, if I tell her everything, she'll kick me out."
Yeah.
I said, "No, tell her the truth. That's what she wants to hear. She wants to hear the truth. Doesn't matter what the truth is. She had been lied to so many times. Someone telling her the truth, she would know the difference." So I did. And the lady said, "I'll give you a room." She never, and I had $17 on me. But she never asked me for no money. She said, "Just be here on Friday to pay." So you see, I'm getting all this stuff with no money. But what's so funny about it, the money came afterwards. Not before, after. And then I was like, "Why this hotel room? Why this hotel?" And a year before that, I actually declared where I wanted to live at, too. There was a nice old house. It was a four-story. Let's give me an idea how big this house is. This house was built back in the early 1800s. It was a four-story house, and the place is so big now they actually converted it into apartments. There's over 40 apartments in this thing. This is a house, okay? So I declared this is where I want to live at, besides the shop I wanted to work in. And what's so funny about it was when I stayed at the hotel, a month later I got to meet this lady's husband.
Mm-hmm.
Guess where he was a manager at?
No.
At that house. At that.
No.
Yeah. So see. We're like 1, 2, 3 steps, and then after I got the apartment, which I actually got the apartment 2 months before I had the money.
Wow.
So and in the process of being in the apartment, that's when I got the opportunity to work at work at that shop, and then a month later I owned half of it. So it was like steps to get there, but you have to follow each one of those steps. And I always tell people, if you look at the situation, that's what happens when we do bad things too. We start getting worse and worse and worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
But we can also convert it and turn it around and go up the way. So I just want to say, talking about the idea of being courageous and standing up what you believe and what you need to do and that kind of stuff. But I still get mid-July. You should be really setting better than you are now, to where you're really, really more optimistic about exactly what's going to happen. But I'm just saying, keep getting these little bits and pieces that are going to come to you that you know you're in the right direction. And that's why I told you the story. I know it's kind of a lengthy kind of story, but sometimes situations are a lot of details with those little steps too as well to pay attention.
As far as my home, does that feel pretty secure where I'm at, that I wouldn't have to relocate or anything?
Sorry. I had a cramped day.
Sorry about that.
Got a cramp in my leg. But no. See, what I get there is I get secure.
Secure.
That's why I keep getting secure where you're at.
Good. Okay.
It's one of those situations, if you decide that you want to leave there, it's one of those things that could happen very quickly. But right now, nothing's happening because you're not really supposed to go anywhere.
Good, because I don't really want to go anywhere. That's the problem. I'm just trying to keep my head above water financially, but I didn't get the mortgage amount that I was hoping for. I told them what I want, but I didn't get what I wanted. So.
But look at the situation. I think, you know, the idea of the opportunity of actually getting what you want, this might be a stepping stone to get it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're looking at the thing, because a lot of times, I was listening to this one CD set we were talking about, and I was kind of like looking at the thing about manifestation and stuff like that, where, I tell people a lot of times to be very detailed about what you want, and there are certain things I think you should be.
Mm-hmm.
But this one here made a fine point of saying that there's sometimes, like here, you know, you're focusing on a guy and say, okay, this guy Joe is really good for me.
Mm-hmm.
And not realizing there's this guy down the road named Charlie who's not in your radar. Who could be better for you than Joe?
Yeah.
So what it's saying is the ideal manifestation somewhere along the
line. You're breaking up pretty bad.
Well, am I? But I'm saying what you should do is you open up the universe what you want.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit, so I didn't get it all, but just trying to keep putting out what I want and saying I'm going to get it.
I'm just saying, you know, this is a great habit, all put out to the universe and say, you know, there's some better for me.
Breaking up bad again.
This, hear me now?
No, not really. It's putting out to the universe what I want. I get the main idea.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I keep telling them, you know, you're going to do better, you're going to do better. Well, we can't do any more until next year. You got to wait a year. And no, I can't wait a year. So it's like...
do like I do.
Can you hear me? That's better. That's better.
Okay, when the situation goes, I always get everyone's...
I'll break it up again.
Now, every time someone says you can't, use it for motivation to say I can.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lady who went to school to be a psychotherapist,
mm-hmm.
and her teacher told her she would never become a psychotherapist until she graduated.
Mm-hmm.
So she used that for motivation to actually get a job at a hospital as a mm-hmm. psychotherapist 4 months before she graduated. That's why I'm always saying, don't let the world dictate your success, because they will always follow patterns.
And right.
Following patterns is the safe way to go, but getting what you want doesn't.
Yeah, I don't like to live by everybody else's rules.
Me neither.
I've been kind of rebellious in that sense. Up to a point, yes, but when it gets beyond that, it's like too much control, and I can't handle it. Well, okay, I'm not going to tie up your line anymore, and I appreciate it. I'll give you a call again. It's an interesting show tonight. I'm glad it wasn't the end of the world tonight.
The end of the world. We're actually talking about ways to make it more prosperous.
Yeah. My collectors didn't believe it because they kept on calling, so it didn't stop them one bit.
Right.
That's nice. I had a friend that it was around Christmas time, and they kept calling them, and they said, you know, I said, when are you going to pay your bills? He said, when Santa Claus comes. So Santa Claus just didn't come to his house, but that's what he told them. But
yeah, that's the way it goes. You know,
they get a little bit annoying after a while, to say the least, especially when you don't have any money to pay them. So it's not that you don't want to, it's that you don't have it. You know, blood out of his stone.
Yeah,
so
down and say, hey, this is the way it is, guys. We can only give you what we got. Don't got nothing, you get nothing.
You can't get blood out of a stone. They don't realize that, you know. You can only squeeze out so much toothpaste out of the tube, and then it's gone.
And
so,
if you you look at them and say, well, I'm trying to make some money here, too. I was like, well, maybe there's a different way for you to do it, because this seems pretty difficult, because you sure ain't getting it from me.
So. You know, I'm sorry you got such a bad job, but... I can't help you. That's it.
Yeah, because I had a guy do it to me one time, too, and he goes, don't you feel obligated to pay this bill? Since you said that? No. So
I do, but there's nothing I can do about it.
And they always try to trick you, too. They always try to turn around, like, twist it up a little bit, because this guy was like, you know, he said, how can we pay this bill off? I said, well, it's $80 a month now. If you can make it $40 a month, I can do that. He goes, well, we can't do that. I'm like, well, if you can't do that, I can't do that. And then he goes, oh, so what you're saying is you're refusing to pay this bill? I said, no, actually, if I'm not mistaken, you said that.
And then he said,
this is being taped, you know. I said, yeah, for training purposes only. This is not my first rodeo, dude.
They get very intimidating. I worked with a girl one time in a telemarketing room, and I couldn't believe what she was doing. I mean, she was totally aggressive. And all of a sudden I heard her say to somebody, now I want you to go out in the kitchen and get that credit card right now. And you come back here, and you give me your number, and I'm looking at her like, what? And in a few minutes she went, okay, what was that number again, sir? I said, oh, my God, you intimidated some poor man. She was like, she was awful.
She's like, I'm paying this bill, and it's not mine.
She was awful. I mean, she was selling packages for boat trips or something like that, and it was a good package deal and the whole bit, but she would not take no for an answer. And this guy, he got him in a weak moment, or he was just a weak soul. And he was giving her the credit card. I was like, what did you do to that guy, you know? But I can't be that kind of person. I would never make a good collector. I'd be feeling too sorry for him because I've been in the situation.
No,
but,
I understand.
You know.
I couldn't either. I tried
to. I don't like it. It's not a pretty thing. But when you don't have it, you can't give it. So I got to realize that. It's the whole economy.
Yeah,
and then I got to thinking today, well, the only thing I can say is somebody's got a job. That's all. They need money to eat on to whoever these people are. And they got a job. That's it. They got to do it. And I'll try to think of it, because keep from being too emotional about it.
Mm-hmm.
Think of detach and just say they need a job too. And they're just doing what they're told from a script.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's got to do something. Nobody likes it. But like I say, you know, we pay when we got it. And, you know, that's it. All right. I'll say good night to you. And thanks for your help. And I'll check back with you and let you know how things go.
And like I'm telling everybody else, if you get a chance to call me up and get a past life reading with me,
yeah,
please do so. Whatever you got, it's acceptable.
Okay, that's good to know.
Send me
all
a
right.
bundle of apples or whatever, you know.
I don't have them tonight. Well, I appreciate that. You know, it's good because everybody needs, you know, a little break. We're all trying to make a living some way.
Yeah, so just, you know, like I told you, you'll never know unless you come to the table and give me an offer. But like I said before, I swear to you, I had my shop. I never turned anybody away.
Well, that's good. That's really good. I belong to a church group, too, and when they could pay for healing, we'd had it by donation. If they could pay, that would be great because we needed it. But we never turned anybody away. You know, you needed healing, and we can provide it. And if you can't pay this time, maybe next time.
Heck yeah, because the blessings happen all the time. I mean, I had a lady I did a reading for once, and just I've been sitting there all freaking day, and just like, you know, she comes in and she's like, I'd like to get a reading, but I had no money. I was like, well, you know something, we can help each other out. And she goes, how's that? I said, I get to practice what I love to do, and you get the reading. And she's like, really? I said, yes, really.
Wow.
It's amazing when you try to give stuff away, people are going, I don't know. I'm like, okay, I'm giving it away. But I was telling my friend this. I was like, I sit there and told her and gave her the reading. And then in the process, I kind of gave her a swing on the thing, too, because we're sitting out on the outside. We're sitting outside the shop. And I looked at her. I said, just for you, I'll give it to you for free. And she screams real loud, you're going to give me a free reading? I was like, could you come in the shop now? Tone it down. And I said, we're going to give you a free reading. These are like $25 a shot. But today, we're going to give it to you for free. So don't tell everybody. You know, it's like, and a friend of mine said, what'd you do that for? Because at that moment, she felt like the most special person in the world.
That's
because
correct.
She's getting a free reading. But what's so funny about it was it must have been the energy about the whole thing, because I went and did this reading for this lady, this little girl. She's like 15. And what was so funny about it was her uncle and her mom showed up, and her uncle was so impressed with what he saw. He paid for hers. He got one, and his sister got one. So
there you go.
You know, so
what goes around comes around. You know.
Yeah. So I was like,
pay it forward. You
know, yeah. So if you don't think money can drop in your lap. I've seen it happen too many times. I can show you the bruises. So.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's really great. You know, you could pass it on and it can come back to you, too.
Yeah, pay it forward.
That's right. You know. Okay, well, I wish you luck, and I'll get back with you and let you know how things go on this end.
All right, no problem. Thank you for calling.
All right, thanks for the reading. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. Hello. You're on the air. Was it John Slim? Hello? John must have fell asleep. Or is it Jan? The last name is Slim. Hello? 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 You there? Hello? Okay, you're on the, well, you're actually on the air, but if you, you know, if you want to ask a question, so I see you got your hand up. It's spelled JAHN.Slim. You're on the air. Hello? Hello? Hey, what's up? How you doing? Hello? Hello? Is anybody there? Okay. Yeah,
can you?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. I had to, I don't know what I did, but I can hear you. Well, you can hear me now.
Yeah, because I was sitting there going, oh, wow, man, must have fell asleep.
No, I was just sitting here like, hello, I'm right here.
Yeah, it's Skype for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess I had, I don't know, I went into Skype and it said my microphone wasn't working. So now it is.
Okay.
And stuff. And I just been sitting here and just listening and, you know, and just vibing out on you giving the readings and stuff, you know, and they're so intense, you know. And I was putting in the chat room here that, you know, I'm not good at asking questions. I'm just, I'm an observer and type person and stuff, you know, and I just observe, you know, and I was checking in with you, you know, to, I guess, a reading, see what they, the angels have to tell you about me, some, you know, some information that could be useful for me right now.
Sure. That's what we can do. Now, what is that? Is that John with an A?
Yes. Yes, pronounced John. John
okay.
Slim.
Okay, because I was looking at going, okay. Could they also stand for Jane? I don't know, because I've never seen it spelled an A before, so I have to say that. But that was kind of interesting.
Actually, my name is Johnny, and I just, you know, and I was just trying to be unique with it, so I shortened it down to John, and then you know, I changed it, you know, to A and stuff, you know, kind of make it a little bit more unique for myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did the same thing. My name is actually Donnie, and I was, instead of spelling it like I usually do with an E, I started spelling it Y-E.
Okay.
But after a while, I was just like, you know something? This doesn't sit with me anymore, so I just kind of like went with my middle name for a long time, which is Gene. That seemed to work out pretty good. And then when I was in Colorado, and when I first started doing this stuff professionally, I was actually called Amazing Gene. And I had some really mixed emotions on it. There were some people that were really cool with it, and there was other people who thought I was arrogant.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, after the reading was over with, they all thought the same thing. So there must have been something to it. I'm not trying to brag or nothing, but I had a lady come to me who I had done a reading for before. She came to me and she was like, when I first saw your name, I thought you, boy, wasn't you an arrogant ass? I'm like, but she says, now I know you and I've gotten a reading from you. She goes, that name does fit you. But she says, you blew my mind away. And I'm like, well, isn't that, that's a great testimonial, isn't it? I thought you were an ass, but now I don't think so. So I was like, I'll take it, because it's, you know, it's like one of those things we try to do on this show is we try to take negative situations and find a positive outcome.
Yes, yes. I try to stick with the positive energy myself.
Yeah. And, if we just get Skype to work right.
Yeah, I normally don't have many problems, as long as you don't have too many windows open.
Well, a lot of times what you get, too, is I had a friend of mine. He does a lot of energy work and that kind of stuff, and it always seems to mess with the mics, and anything that has anything with energy in it, if you're putting a lot more energy out into it, too, has a tendency to interfere, if not cut you off.
So
how do you tone that down, huh? If anybody's ever heard my show or listened to me while I do readings, I get pretty passionate about it. That's because I feel like the situation needs to have that kind of some people get too much into the mystic part. Oh, what you need to do is, and people are like, Miss Doubtfire? but I sit here, look at the situation and go, this is how I firmly believe, and I've acted down these things, and I wear these cards all the time, and it's like I always tell everybody, cards and stuff like that are just extensions of what we already have. It's just the idea of realizing that, and then they all seem to work better together. Or if you don't want to use them at all and trust who you are, then it will always work for you. I guarantee that. But it's just like the idea of my passion thing is relationships. And I think relationships, once relationships do work, it seems like everything else has it sets a tone throughout your whole life. That everything else is to fall into place and work.
Yeah, it's kind of like it just sets things in motion, you know, to work right. I kind of like know what you're saying. You know, I mean, but there are very many different types of relationships and stuff, and as like with myself, if one thing just fall in place, everything else just kind of like just click, you know?
Yeah, like the last story I was telling the lady, when I was sitting there saying I've just paid attention to my guidance, which for some reason, I mean, I'm on a strip of hotels. Why this one certain hotel? Then I found out later on, the lady she was married to was actually the manager of the place I actually wanted to live. And later on, which was kind of cool, because I became friends with him. And I think because of those relationships, those things were a whole lot easier because they trusted me. So therefore, they looked at me and says, he has no money. But they trusted me. So they just figured that somewhere on the line, it was going to work out good for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny, too, because what happened was, I think he was disgusted because he had his maintenance man. He was supposed to finish the paint in his apartment. And what I did was I focused a lot, too. I was sitting there, I found this apartment I love because they told me, they said, we got five apartments available up there if you want to go take a look at them. His wife told me that. And I said, you know, my angels and my guides came to me and said, you have no money, but what's the harm of going and looking? You never know what's going to happen. And they go, what happened when you got this hotel room? You didn't have the money for it. But 2 days later, you did. So maybe. So the best thing to do is when you go look at these apartments, keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
So I went, so I said, okay, yes, I'd love to go see the apartments. And I didn't say anything to nobody about no money or nothing. I just said, yes, I'd love to go look at these apartments. So I went to look at these five apartments, found this one apartment, which was kind of funny, too, because it was actually 308. I was really drawn to 308. And then I found out later on through numerology that I'm actually a master number 11,
mm-hmm.
which 308 was 11. And it seemed like that was the pattern for me way before I really started noticing a lot of things, but the pattern was already there. So it was just the idea of getting back and to being spontaneous and following those leads again. So I did, and then I was remember sitting there going, I'd love to have this apartment. I just come to say it over and over again, I'd love to have this apartment. So this guy looked at me, and he was very intuitive too. He looked at me and says, you got no money, do you? And I don't like to lie, so I sit and said, no, I don't have any money, but I would love to have this apartment. And then he looked at me, and he kind of shook his head. He walks out the freaking door, comes back in later on, and he goes, I got a deal for you. And for some reason, there was a little voice back in my head said, we were waiting. You know, I knew something was going to happen. So he comes out and says, I got a deal for you. I'm like, yes. He said, my maintenance man's drunk again. He said, if you finish painting this apartment, I'll let you move in right now. This was like the first week in November. Okay, so we're talking 3 weeks to get yourself in gear. And I already had basically a bunch of companies I was working for, which I work for now, already in place. It was just the idea of focusing on making them come in. So I knew if I could find a place outside the hotel, because with these businesses I was working, for some reason I just couldn't use their phone system. And I didn't have a cell phone at that time. So I was like, God, you know, it would be great. I would look at the possibilities. Okay, if I moved to this apartment, what would it do for me? And I started focusing on those things happening. And then what happened? I got the apartment, and these things happened where I had my own phone. All these things fell into place, and things was fine. And that's the point. I would love to have this apartment. I just thought it was the best place for me to be. And then the universe opened up and gave it to me to the point where he didn't just give me – and that's what I always tell people. In the process of manifestations, you will notice one thing. If it's good for you – It will benefit you probably more than you can think of. Like when I got the hotel room, I had $17, but the lady said, no, just come in Friday when you get paid and pay me. See, I already had everything was already in place. It was just the idea of following this guidance. And then I had $17. And the lady goes, no, you need the money more than I do. Just come back Friday and pay me. So see, I still walked away with a free room, plus I still had $17 in my pocket, and she never wanted it. And then the process of getting this apartment, that was funny too, because I just didn't get the apartment by finishing painting the apartment and getting it for November. When December showed up, the guy still gave me, they had a move-in special of $99. All you had to pay was $99 for the deposit. And I actually got 2 months before I actually had to pay any rent.
Yeah.
I got a cell phone one day, one time where I was like, and what I'm saying is specification. I was specifying on the whole thing and say, okay, this is the kind of phone I want, and I want to put a twister on it. I guess it's one of those things of making it so true to me that I would know this is what I'm supposed to have. I said, I don't want to pay a bill until I get the first month's bill. So I don't want to pay no activation fee. I don't want to pay no shipping. I don't want to pay nothing. Well, I found this company on the internet. I applied for it, and the way things worked out, it was a regular cell phone. It wasn't prepaid or nothing. It was a regular cell phone through AT&T where they gave me the phone. There was no activation fee, no shipping or handling, nothing. I never saw nothing until I got the first bill. And I was so amazed, I actually went and checked my credit card twice just to make sure. And nothing had been charged on my credit card, nothing. It was just they wanted the credit card for the order, but never charged that credit card for nothing. Which was
kind
of cool because there was no money on it. But
yeah. I've seen instances in my own life and stuff where things kind of like just clicked all of a sudden, you know, and you just kind of like look back and you say, how did that happen, you know?
Yeah, it's the whole thing. How did it happen? Well, sometimes I've also taught people, excuse me, but what sometimes with the situations, maybe you shouldn't ask. Maybe
right.
You should just go with the flow and say, that was great.
Right, right. I learned that, too. I learned not to just ask, just go with it, you know. I said, I don't know, but it sure feels right.
That's it. I've had so many things happen like that where everything is just, like I said before, I've told people before, I said, you're walking out there and you're thinking you're taking these risks. What you're going to find out after you take so many risks, you're going to start realizing they're not risks. They were just the answer and the direction you need to go in.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start thinking about that, I mean, think about this. If you get guidance, God, angels, your guides, whatever it is, if you're getting guidance to go into a certain direction, the one thing we should trust it because there's no influence from humans, for first thing. But we've also noticed in the past that when we were children, we never questioned it. We just did it.
Yeah.
That's what they always talk about. Nurture your inner child is very important right now because of realizing as a child, we never questioned things like that. We just followed through with them. When we had an imaginary child, imaginary friend was probably an angel that we knew. We never questioned it. We just lived. We communicated. We interacted with that angel or guide or imaginary friend, whatever it is. We never questioned it. We just did it. And if we could just do the same thing with the way life is right now, we'd probably see the same miracles we saw back then.
Yeah, I think we think a little too hard about it. We try to, you know, I'm not sure, but, you know, it's like we try to think every step of the way out and stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to just going with it, you know, and because I find myself like that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, you know, some things that I want to do, and then something just pops in my head, just go do it, you know, just do it. And I'm like, how am I going to survive out here, you know, if I do this, you know?
Yeah, but if you look in the past, you always did.
And then you just find yourself recanting and going back, you know, as status quo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And everything happens for a reason, right? Everything happens for a reason. So when you sit back and look at these situations and stuff you did, you look back and you go, now I can see the pattern.
Mm-hmm.
It brought me right to where I'm at right now, which was pretty much predained to happen the way it did, you know?
Yeah, that sounds exciting, you know. And I guess that's the way life is really meant to be lived, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right.
So I was sitting there looking at the situation. I got three cards for you. I pulled out real quick. Was the ideal outdoors, balance, and clear your space. Now, this is one of those things of outdoors is a great thing to do because go outside, get some fresh air, connect with nature, relieve stress, and gain new creative ideals. And then the process of getting those ideals, realize that you're looking for balance in your life. So therefore, that's the guidance to lead you in those certain directions, that those ideals are also guidance themselves of what you should do. And then as long as you follow through with them, you probably have exactly what you want and be where you want to be. And this thing, talking about clear space, clear your space to me is one of those things, clutter needs to go. They talk about, and the card actually talks about feng shui, too, of balancing out. But I don't think a lot of people don't understand the idea of what's behind feng shui is the idea of utilizing energy. And in some situations, if you have too much of a free flow, then you're not utilizing energy because it's coming in and going out as quick as it should have. Like, for example, in Chinese literature, you will notice one thing. When they use feng shui, they used it in all kinds of ways. Well, there was one where they had a river coming through their village. The river was coming straight through. So the energy was coming through very quickly. So what they did was they redirected the river and made a nest out of it. So therefore, it slowed the water down and it slowed the energy down so it was able to actually access that energy and use it to their advantage. That's what it's saying is the ideal with these ideals and balance is the ideal of realizing that we can control the energy that comes in and out of our lives and our bodies and the way it works. To realize that if we can really utilize it, is the idea of focusing on breathing and slowing things down and taking control, but more or less putting ourselves back in the driver's seat and start creating on our own, but co-creating with God and the angels and working together. Therefore, you're going to start seeing things slowing down. The reason people use a lot of yoga is another thing, too, that's been known to, like, with people. Yoga is really good for women, too, as well. It has a tendency to really affect their periods to where they're not so controlling. And I think the women know what I'm talking about. But getting more deeper about the whole thing. But it was just the idea of realizing there was a thing proven that yoga has actually helped younger girls to keep their periods from starting so early. It was just the idea of diverting and utilizing that the energy, and you've seen a lot of kids that are very hyper and very active at those ages and that kind of stuff, and they have a tendency to start things quicker than most, probably quicker than we did. And it's the ideal of not having focus and balance in their own bodies, so the yoga has a tendency to bring that in. So, you know, I thought it was kind of cool. So we look at the situation of looking at, I don't know if you're in a relationship or not, but it seems like there is a soulmate situation that's coming into your life and the ideal of utilizing and following through with these ideals and inspirations.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of like in a relationship, you know, but I mean, it's really, I mean, we're okay, but it's not growing. It's not going anywhere. And it's, I really don't know what it is, really. That sounds exciting to have some new energy coming into my life and stuff. Mm-hmm. As I was saying in the beginning of our conversation and stuff, you know, it's just like one thing, when one thing clicks, everything else falls in place for me.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff, you know, and of course I'm a man and stuff, you know, and I always focus on money, you know. And it seemed like when I got my money life straight, everything else is straight with me, you know. And so I guess that's where I'm pretty much at, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Although I am looking forward to this new energy, you know, I'm looking for, you know, I need that energy, you know.
Oh, yeah, I understand. You know, it's one of those things that you just, you know, it's, in the process of utilizing energy, it's always been there. It's just the idea of tapping into it and directing it. Because, I mean, I was telling some people about the idea of meditations, of focusing on the God essence within ourselves, which is actually a way of tapping into endless energy. I mean, just think about that. God, angels, energy. That's endless energy. So when you tap into that whole thing and the idea of utilizing it here on this plane, you can imagine, you know, the ideal, people sit here watching me do 3-hour shows, and sometimes when I was on the air for 5 hours, and they're like, what's going on? I think it's just the ideal realizing there's a lot of energy in the what's going on and that kind of stuff, and being able to utilize it, because I know for a fact when the show's over with, I'm like, whoa. But I'm all hyper and really happy. But it's another thing, too, we have to realize, too, what else is another endless energy out there is love.
Yes.
If you love what you do, if you love the person you're with, you just the idea of unconditional love on everything and anything, the freedom is you don't have to think about it. It just happens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I find myself, it just seems as if I'm some type of conductor for energy or something, you know. It's because, I mean, people comes around me and they say, oh, I feel so good when I come around, you know. And I think that's why I'm with this one particular person and stuff, because her energy is so negative and stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. And it drains on me and stuff, you know. And I always come up with this, I have this saying, who heals the healer, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because of, you know, you spend a lot of my energy, you know, feeding out, you know, and uplifting others. And stuff, you know, and then as you say, at the end of the day or the end of the hour and stuff, you know, I'm finding myself drained, you know, and in need of, you know, energy. That makes sense, you know?
It's okay.
Like, no,
it's okay. No, with the situation and stuff. It was, some people can be negative and that kind of stuff, but I think we should look at the other aspect of why. Why are people negative? You know, some people say, why should we take the responsibility of even going there? But I'm just saying, sometimes we can look at the ideal of looking at a person who's so negative and see what it, because the person is actually in our path, so there has to be some kind of reflection of yourself in that person. So it's just the idea of utilizing everything and anyone, anything that comes across your path to realize what's going on, to learn more about yourself.
Mm.
So it's not the idea of wanting to know what her problem is to help her, But if you can be if you can change imbalances in your own life, aren't you a better reflection for her?
Yes, I can understand that, you know, because I remember in a past relationship, you know, whereas I was in that predicament and stuff, and she was always saying that I have negative energy, and I'm like, what are you talking about, you know? And then after we had split up and stuff, I noticed it, you know, and I was like, oh, this is what she was talking about. So I've, you know, worked hard and stuff, you know, turning that around, not always responding to things in a so negative way, or, you know, looking at things negative, you know, but at that point in time, it was just normal way of me looking at things and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I mean, here, you know, of course, 2020 hindsight, I see, you know, where what this particular person was talking about, you know, and I catch myself and I started, you know, as you might say, flipping it and turning it into positive energy, positive responses, and, you know, and even positive tones of which I speak. And I'm finding it, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, like pressure has been lifted up off of me, you know, because of,
mm-hmm.
I repositioned myself, as you might say.
Eureka moment, right?
Huh? Like yeah, it was one of those, that's what it is.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's amazing when we sit back and do that. And sometimes it might take a while, but I've actually done that where one time, I think it took me 3 years, and I was just sitting there thinking about the situation of being with a certain person, and all of a sudden it was like, now I see it clearly. Why did it take so freaking long? But then again, everything happens for a reason, so therefore you need to step back in that realm and say, okay, reason it happened, because I was also separated from that person too for a long period of time to see it for what it really was.
Right, just as you know, it's been 2 years.
Yeah, you know? The situation of my ex-wife, it was like I was angry because of who she wound up with, and then I started realizing that the person she wound up with was a good thing for me, because I saw the things that people said that she was doing to me, I saw her doing to them. I don't think if it would have been somebody different, then I wouldn't have seen those things firsthand to see if why it happened the way it did. So it actually helped me later on in life too to realize that, you know, everything happens for a reason. Even the most uncomfortable situations still happen for us to learn more things about ourselves, to realize what's more important. And that's what I did with her. I mean, I realized I had 2 kids and who she wound up with. That wasn't really the most important thing there. It was more, the most important thing was adding the idea of two daughters that were more important.
Right.
And wow. That was freaky because she's married to my brother. So, so you know, I it's also a very good tool to do relationship counseling. People go, my life sucks. And I'll go, oh, really? My ex-wife's married to my brother. And they go, my life is not as bad as I thought it was. You know, so that's a different tone. Everybody relaxes for a minute, get a good laugh. But they also see something differently, that there is somebody's life out there. It might be a little bit worse off than theirs is. So they start, once they get that realization, they're down their resistance, then they're open to the solutions a lot more.
Right, you know? Right. That's exactly one thing I was telling a friend of mine just the other day and stuff, you know, that I was telling about, you know, how words have power and stuff, you know, and I said, quit speaking to the problem. I said, speak to the solution. I said, because when you speak things, I said, have you ever noticed the more you speak about things that come to you? As opposed mm-hmm. to what you're thinking, I said, so as opposed to speaking to the problem, speak to the solution. I said, speak the solution out, and I said, and watch it happen. Does that make right. sense?
Yeah. So, you know, power, yeah, there is powers in words. And it's like, you know, like I was telling that lady before, I was sitting there going to the store to get what I want, and realizing everything does happen for a reason, but I also went in the store and said, okay, I'm buying nothing but healthy stuff today. Or just the idea of walking in the store and saying, I'm going to get this stuff. And I might be a little bit short on the whole thing, but I need this. And I kept that thought in my mind. And it was cool, man. That's all I can say. It was just one of those things where I walk in the store, and I knew for a fact when I bought the stuff and I seen the price ring up, I knew I was going over. And what I would do is I picture and focus on that little credit card thing, when I ran my card through, all I saw in my mind was the word approved. And I also tell everybody that my mind was so clear that that was the outcome. That has always been the outcome. Because I've had a lot of people tell me, okay, well, I went to get something on my credit card too, and I was short. And I also noticed in my past that there were some times that I did that too. But I also know at that moment I had a doubt that seemed to play itself out. God, everything seems to rhyme tonight. But yeah, that was the thing, and I was just like freaking out, and it was just weird that those things played out the way they did. But once I changed my thinking on them, they all seem to be different. Different outcomes. I mean, shoot, have you ever been to stand in a line and you just know for everybody? I had this thought in my mind. Everybody's good. Everybody's positive. Everybody's loving and caring. And I was sitting in this line one day and I was a dollar short. I was actually like $1.40 short on my purchase. And I said, well, I'll just put something back. And this lady behind me said, no, I got you. What? Somebody's got me for $1.40? Usually people are good about a dime or a quarter. Right? But right. That freaked me out because I was like, she is sitting there saying, I got you. And she did. So I was like, it's amazing how just changing the way you look at things and the way you think and perceive really has an effect on the outcome, I'm telling you. And even to the point where the situation I'm in right now, I start looking at things and started to reevaluate everything and start put things in a different perspective and say, okay, if I don't like something, how do I change it? How have I done it in the past? And when things did change for me, what did I do? What was the first thing I did? And it was one of those things of asking myself if I'd gotten away from listening. And it was just like guidance and angels. I mean, when I got myself in the situation where I was homeless and I got that hotel room and everything started falling in place, it was just one of those things where I sit there and said the same exact same thing. What did I do? And I was like, I just started listening. Mm-hmm. Exclusively. I just started listening to everything. No matter how crazy it was, I just followed through with it. And so many things happened. I mean, I told a friend of mine, I was like, did I just get that apartment up there and the way it fell into place. I said, I sit back one day and realize that everything in that apartment, I had not paid any money for.
Yeah.
It's
just so amazing when it all comes together. You know, when you just sit back and just like I said, I just don't even question it anymore. I really don't.
And yeah, what I was going to tell people, I was like, if anybody's listening out there, which I'm sure they are, it's just that they don't realize, you know, you're just thinking, okay, the first thing I would think a person would think when I said that was they're thinking of hand-me-downs. And I was like, no, I actually had a 36-inch television that I'd worked for, but I never paid any money for. That's what I'm saying. And then I had a JVC stereo system.
Mm-hmm.
And very nice system. They laid downstairs, used to get pissed off at me all the time. Say, turn it down. And what was so funny about it, my landlord came upstairs one day, and I said, he goes, Dad, can't you hear that lady downstairs? And I said, yes, of course I can hear her. He goes, well, she's banging on the floor, she's banging on your floor because she said you're playing your music too loud. I said, Leon, why don't you do me a favor? He goes, what's that? I said, listen, what do you hear? He goes, nothing. Exactly. Because nothing is going on except for a crazy lady downstairs banging on my floor. And he's like, so we end up putting things on foam. I mean, before it was over with, I had stuff on foam. I had the sound down where I actually had the, on my television, I actually had the closed caption thing on. I told Leon, I said, you know something? That's like that? I said, I live here too. And I'm sorry that she doesn't like that, but she's below me and she's still hearing the music. And I said, it's kind of funny that I can't do anything up here. I said, one day I was listening to meditational music, and she's freaking out. I said, you know, I said, I think there's more of a problem here. I think she just likes being a center of attention. He says, you know something? I'm starting to think that, too. Because he says, you're not the only person who's complaining, and there are certain things about it. He says, boy, she gets in the elevator. She's got this god-awful smell, this perfume. And I think she just wants to be the center of attention. And the more we started noticing certain things that she was doing, like the perfume was like, I mean, it's almost like she spilled the whole bottle on herself. you know, all this stuff was going on, and you're just like, okay. But, you know, realistically, can you help people in those situations?
Hmm.
All you can do It's like I told everybody to do. To sit there and speak your mind, and hopefully like a lawyer does with a jury, there are some things he can't say, or there are some things he shouldn't do, but he did anyway. And it always seems to affect the outcome. And that's why he did it. So we sit here and look at the situation in our own lives. When we're in a situation where we got this prompting, it keeps pushing us to say something, we should say it. Because it's going to definitely affect the outcome. But the balance thing is the most thing I see in your life. And I think it's one of those things that just realize that you know what that is, what it's all about, and just follow through with it, and be okay.
Oh.
And this lady you're talking about, watch out who crosses your path, okay? Because sometimes in the situation, it's not the idea. Like, for example, the girlfriend I had, the ex-fiance I had, she crossed my path again, too. But my angels also told me to watch and look at her and see what you see. See what you really see. And that could mean anything. That could be go any direction. With her, it was more of a realizing she was thrilled. She was living in the past. And when she came on my path, we had separated for 3 years, and she was still 3 years behind me. So therefore, I had moved on, but she was still reliving everything over and over again. So with that situation, it was like looking at the past as being in a relationship with her. We did this on the show, too. I used to have a show during the week called Free Angel Reading Roundtable Past Life Wednesday, where we talk about past lives. And we were actually focusing on past lives in the sense of I was reading a poem I'd written about this girl. In the process of reading this poem, at that moment, I'd realized that I could actually see things in that poem of past lives that we'd been to realizing it wasn't the ideal. The past lives were reflecting that we needed to be back together because things have to pull us apart. It was the opposite. It was a realization that it took 4 lifetimes to really realize that I shouldn't be with her.
Yeah, man, I know exactly what you're saying. It's like my ex-girlfriend and stuff, you know. I mean, she was everything that I wanted in a woman and stuff, you know. But it had come this particular point in time that we could not be in the same room after a while and stuff, you know. And then it was like when I was apart from her, you know, I was like, you know, I got to get back to her and stuff. And then when I get back to her, I'm like, why am I here, you know?
Yeah, because, I mean, the same thing with her. I was, like, realizing, it's like this. I told a friend of mine, I said, I also want to clarify some things for you people out there, too. Realize one thing, at that moment, I realized I was deeply in love with her and probably always will be. But the one thing about the whole situation was I was capable of giving her what she wanted, but she wasn't capable of giving me what I wanted.
Yeah, right.
So when you say look at the situation, it wasn't working. So, you know, it's like it was also another realization for people to realize, too, that if we're going to be unconditionally loving people, then our exes, we're still going to love them anyway. We're just going to understand and realize it. Because this one lady asked me one day, she's like, well, if I'm not supposed to be with this guy, then why do I still love him? I said, aren't we supposed to love everybody unconditionally anyway? And she was like, yeah. But I said, just because you still love him, just ask ourselves for a minute, what does he give you back in return? And I said, since we're talking about getting back together, obviously at this moment, he's not giving you what you want. If he did, he'd be together. So once you sit and take that in consideration and ask yourself, why are you not together? Instead of asking yourself, will we? And ask yourself, is there anything that you can do to make that happen? And if you find out that you really can't do anything about that, then I guess the only thing you can really do with a question like that is, what is your intentions? What do you really want? If you're asking the question, I think it's almost a question of asking yourself too. Do I really want this person back? And you're asking me if it's gonna happen with the possibility of an opportunity to do that, to actually answer your own question that you're asking yourself right now, which is more a reflection on you than it actually being with that person. I hope that makes sense.
Kind of, sort of. You know, because as you know, we was talking about this new energy coming into my life and stuff, you know, through this mystery one and stuff. And, you know, it's like I take the energy because that's what I'm supposed to do at the point in time, you know. And it's, you know, with my energy, her energy and stuff, there's supposed to be a manifestation of a new energy and stuff. And I'm quite sure that it'll be good for all that is involved. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, it makes sense, because we've done that before, too. I was sort of talking about relationships and helping people realize that within a relationship, there's actually three personalities.
Yes, you know, because, you know, because you're saying, like,
what is it that you're giving me and what am I giving you? And, you know, and then out of this with that we're getting and stuff, you know, it creates something new.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that third entity there. And this, wow, this is blowing my mind right now.
I'm just saying, when you sit here and do that whole thing too, you know, really, you know, we could say, I always look at the situation. What is a sign for a good relationship? A good sign for a relationship is when you don't ask the questions, what can I give you? What can you give me? It just happens.
Right.
I'm just saying, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm just saying with the situation, people are always asking me about situations they're in because they've basically stopped and they're asking questions. And the only reason they're stopping is because it's happening quicker than they thought. When they sit and go, well, I want to sit and take it slow. Well, when it comes to relationships, if you're going to sit and use the term, we can't choose who we fall in love with, then we can't really choose the speed either. Because if it's really a great relationship, we all know in the past, when we get jobs and careers and certain opportunities we get to do certain things we want to do in our lives, at those times, those situations happen very quickly. You get a chance to go to Six Flags. Did you question it? No, you just followed through and went through it. Why can't we take the same energy and do the same thing with our relationships and be that simple about the whole thing? Just say, okay, this is happening. This is happening for a reason. So just go follow through with it. Because
go with it.